see tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Breeding for speed.
But all Jukebox, here's another really impressive two-year-old winner.
Jukebox arrives at Aquas Farm, undefeated at two, bursting with early colonial speed by that speed sire Snitzel. To breed your Jukebox hero, see aquasfarm.com.
As a small business owner, your work keeps Australia in work. That's why a business loan from Prosper is built to work with you. Borrow from $5,000 to $250,000. Apply for free with no security required to access up to $100,000. And you'll get a dedicated loan manager.
Welcome to Prosper.
So for a business loan that's built for business, talk to Australia's number one online lender to small business, Prosper. Visit prospa.com. Terms, conditions and lending criteria apply. Credit license 454782.
He's back. Comedy Equine presents champion Bling It On. Australian 2 and 3 year old of the year. 16-time group winner and $1.65 million owner. He's the complete package. Go to comedyequine.com.au for all your stallion inquiries.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on races 1 to 4 at Rosehill and Caulfield.
T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
And HQ Insurance, the headquarters of equine insurance. HQinsurance.com.au.
Yes, it is Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky Sports Radio. Our preview hour now of DeBortoli Wine's Golden Rose Day out at Rose Hill. Starting off with Mark Van Gestel, the Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. And Mark, obviously a disappointment with Jonker coming out due to an elevated temperature.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. That's correct. Yeah, David Atkins indicated that the horse this morning just had a slightly elevated temperature, and in the circumstances didn't want to risk the horse obviously running in a Group 1 feature today.
Okay, understand. All right, take us through some horses.
Race 1, Andrew, Crackerjack first up at Randwick on the 1st of September. Finished 8th there, beaten 3 lengths by Reganay, but look, had some things go against it. It went back from an awkward draw, but then in the straight, as it commenced to make ground, it had to be steady at 200 metres, and again at 100 metres had to be checked and couldn't really be tested from that point. So certainly should have finished closer than what the form suggests. Out of race 5, the Shannon Stakes, number 5, Noir, at Rosehill on the 8th of September in the Scirocco. It was beaten the barest possible margin by the stablemate Invincibella, but it was hampered at the start. Near the 700 metres, there was an incident that occurred up in advance. It had to be checked from heels, lost ground at that point, and also momentum. And then it was also briefly held up on the turn. Post-race, it was found to have lost its near hind plate. So had plenty of excuses, and as I say, only beaten a short distance by Invincibella. Out of that race 6, the Golden Pendant, two of the Quinton runners, Daisy Doom at Rosehill on the 8th of September, finished 6th there behind Invincibella, beaten 4 lengths, but he had a very difficult run on the race, raced wide and without cover, and obviously had difficulty there in the event. Number 3, Dixie Blossom, protest there against coming through the winner out of the tramway, beaten 0.3 of a length and finishing 3rd. The stewards couldn't be satisfied that the interference cost it winning the race, but probably should have finished a little closer than what it did, receiving that interference on the turn. And 2 to mention out of the Golden Rose, race 7, Andrew, number 2, the Autumn Sun, slow to begin in the Stan Fox on the 8th of September, and then leaving the 600 metres, it was held up on heels. Kerry McAvoy attempted a narrow run. It didn't come off. The horse had to be checked. Lost momentum and obviously finished the race off well. And I thought number 6, Santos, was also worth a mention from Ramick on the 15th of September out of the Heritage. Finished 5th there, beaten 3 lengths by Ragged Rascal, but nothing really went right for the horse in the straight. It was held up in heels, couldn't obtain clear running and wasn't tested in the straight.
Yep, understand. And that's the reason why it's backing up this week in the Golden Rose. Thanks a lot, Mark.
Great. Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you, Mark Van Gestel, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Ron Duffus, he's got through his beef sausage okay, I guess, Ron, with your poached egg.
Yeah, a bit rushed, but it was quite good, Andrew.
Oh, I can still feel it in your... It feels like you're still eating it.
No, that's my latte.
Oh, please. Let's say good morning now to Simon Dinopoulos, who's eating... I don't know what you're succumbing to this morning. Simon from Racing and Sports, good morning to you.
Yeah, morning Andrew, morning Runny. Nothing, no breakfast for me. Certainly looking forward to the racing this afternoon. If you can't get excited for racing at this time of year, look, there's not much hope for you.
Oh, please, look at the new photo on the TV of Simon Dinopoulos looking very polished. Blue tie, he wants to be in politics by the looks of that. Similar tie to you, Duff, looking very, very polished.
Won't be able to get into politics down there at the moment anyway.
No, there'd be a few jobs going. He could be PM by the end of the week. And here he is, the new PM of TAB. Good morning to Glenn Munsey.
Oh, ladies, gentlemen and others, good morning. How are we? What a beautiful day we have in Sydney for De Bortoli Wines Golden Rose Day. And Andrew, congratulations. You, it's 8:05. You've been on for an hour and 35 minutes and haven't mentioned Collingwood.
Don't tell. I don't know the result, Glenn.
Well, what are you living in
the cave in? How do you know the result?
Where have you been in a detox tank overnight or something?
I went to bed.
They got smashed, Andrew. Don't bother watching the replay.
100 million to one, you going to bed. 100 million to one, and that's unders. You know every kick, every pass, every indiscretion.
If you want me to be fair, Dinkum, I'll be very... I'm always honest, you know that. I went to bed 5-minute mark of the last quarter... because I just sensed
it. The game was over.
I reckon you held on. Did you hold on?
No, I didn't. I went to bed and then the phone beeped twice and I thought, well, will I or won't I? And I had to. So, yeah, I knew that we'd won. So that was all right. All right, let's get cracking, guys, because I'm sick of rushing through the last race when we get to that. So the first race comes up here, Glenn. It's a great day's racing on a fine and sunny day at 12:10.
Yeah, and the first is the Cabra Vale Diggers. This is a benchmark 72 for three-year-olds over 1,300 metres, and we start with Gem Song, who's a $3.40 favourite. Cristobal at $8. Quacker Jack at $5. Sweet Ava, to be ridden closer today with the visor on, it's a $9.50 chance. Royal Celebration at $5. Mandalong Tappet came out yesterday, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Silent Explorer at $17. We've got Nuke at $16. Lady of Shalott out yesterday, 7 cents a win and 7 cents a place. Skidman is a $5 chance, and Ducal at $34. Not a great deal separating Gem Song and Quacker Jack here as the most popular runner. Gem Song's 350 out to 380, back to 340, back to 350 now. You're looking at 340. I'm telling you, it's 350 now, Gem Song. It's the most popular runner over Quacker Jack, who went up 460 and got out to 5. And third pick's the visitor here, Skidman, who went 11, 9, 5.50 this morning, now a $5 chance.
Who takes it up here, Simon?
Yeah, possibly Sweet Ava. I don't think there's a lot of pressure in this race early. Silent Explorer also looks to roll forward. Gem Song shouldn't be too far away. And the visitor, Skidman, certainly want to give away that inside draw. Royal Celebration, Ronnie, that's probably the question mark horse in the race, what they do from out wide.
Yeah, definitely. What I think Ronnie's just said, the 1,300 start, he'll just leave it to Andrew, and he's got to make decisions to make there, which you have to at that start. So I think you're right with the two go-forward horses here, though. Sweet Ava, they've gone to the stewards saying, with that better draw, we'll be closer, and he'll keep chipping away there, Silent Explorer, and may even find the front. Look, I'm happy to give Gem Song another chance. He didn't get a lot of room there first up in what I thought was the worst going. He created a really good impression. Last preparation, back to his own age is a positive. And the stables, obviously, we know how well they're going. I think the danger could well be this Royal Celebration. His two trials are nice, and if things unfold for him in the run, I think he's going to be very strong, and that form around the Autumn Sun really catches the eye, doesn't it? It's 3, Quacker Jack. We're talking about catch the eye. No one missed his first up run. Would he have won? Maybe. Possibly. Who knows? But it was an eye-catching run, and it was and he has plenty of supporters here off that. And, boy... Glenn says, you know, the two best holding the most money, there's a couple of these favourites, but the marketplace adjustments tell me this is very well fancied, Skidman, 11, 8.50, 9.50 yesterday in the afternoon special, and here we are opening up at $5 this morning. What a cuddle and a trim up that is, and it is a decent tip, I must tell you. 1, 5, 3 and 10.
Yeah, want to be with Royal Celebration in his return. Would have been a lot more confident if he had drawn a gate here. Obviously displayed above average ability in his 3 starts last time in. I think the 1,300 metres suits. So Andrew Atkins just has to weave a bit of magic from that draw. But I think if he gets the right run, I think he's probably got the most talent in this field. He's going to be hard to beat. No knock on number 3, Quacker Jack. Obviously just a complete forgive first up. Just had no luck there. he should only improve off that and gets into a much better spot here from Brenton Abdullah from that draw. Expect him to run well. Number two, Christopher Bell, obviously drops back in grade here. She took on the best fillies in the Furious. She wasn't disgraced behind Pure Elation. This is a big drop back in grade for her. And Hugh Bowman legs aboard. So a few ticks for her to show good improvement. And number one, Gem Song, no real knock. Just the concern for me, that race at Randwick, they were entitled to run time given the race shape, and they didn't, which is a bit of a concern given his price in the market. But look, he's only lightly raced and obviously got to respect the stable. But that's my one knock, just at the price. But with Royal Celebration in his return, my numbers 5, 3, 2, and 1.
Darren Flindell calling all the action out there. He likes the 3 to beat 5, 1, and 2. Quackerjack on top, 3, 5, 1, and 2 for Darren in the first. This week's Tab Highway. Glenn, what sort of race is it today?
It's a Class 2 event, Andrew, the Tab Highway this week, a 1,500-metre distance, and we start with Danny Williams with a couple of runners in the highway. One of them is My Blue Jeans, and it's an $8 chance. Risk and reward for Terry Robinson with a nasal strip on today, up in distance, the $3.10 favourite. Sea Bloom is at $9, so it is at $18. Aragula out, no deduction. Justice Honor, 26. Lethal Dream at 18. Footmark out yesterday, 6 cents a win and 6 cents a place. Rapture Miss out yesterday, 9 cents a win and 9 cents a place. Ethanicity at $7.50. Think Like a Fox, the other Danny Williams runner, is second pick at $4.60. Burren Gong at $26. Luciola Bell at 13. Vertex at 21. Electric Shadow at 41. Lily's Little Girl at 61, and Tau Token is a scratching. Most popular runner now because of the investment so far this morning is Think Like a Fox. It went up $5 this morning, is now a $4.60 chance. Second pick would be Risk and Reward, who went up $2.90, got to $3.30, back to $3.10 with a couple of scratchings. It's second pick. Third pick is Sea Bloom, and fourth pick would now be Luciola Bell.
And we heard from Terry Robinson about Risk and Reward, a horse here at, as Glenn said, the price, the favourite here, one of those leaders here.
Yeah, it looks most likely to take it up. It's an interesting race. They look close to half the field, 6 to 13, and making the rise from 12 or 1,300 up to the 1,500 here. So only an even tempo, I think. Lily's Little Girl drawn well on the inside will press forward. Lethal Dream can press forward. I think My Blue Jeans drawn well up in trip looks to be in a more prominent position. Think Like a Fox, the question mark horse. I think they're most likely just to go back. But, look, if they roll along in front, should give it a chance to work home into the finish, Ron.
Yeah, and just didn't show enough gate speed the other day, did it? Think Like a Fox to have it sort of in the van here. But, like you said, a lot of these horses up in distance. Funny things can happen. Look, I'm tipping him with reservations, or her, I should say, Think Like a Fox. She just might lack a bit of experience here. She was very well fancied at Goulburn the other day and just seemed to lose the plot and drop the bit and didn't want to chase. And then all of a sudden she grabs the bit and charges home. You go, oh, good run. So hopefully she's still learning from that experience. She gets the claim here, gets in light. I think she's one that will definitely run the 1,500 metres here. So just lean her way. Sea Bloom adds a little bit of interest as far as having the benchmark run leading into this race behind Savan, and I didn't mind the work she did late in that race, and Bowman's happy to take the ride here from barrier one, so I'm expecting a good second up showing back in class here for Sea Bloom. My Blue Jeans back to the scene of the crime of his win last preparation, the Rose Hill 1500, and he definitely will race a little bit closer at this distance as well. And I was just avoiding Risk and Reward as far as a price angle is concerned, considering, you know, he looks a sharper type of horse, and he's 12 to 1500, and also having at that 1100-metre form. But listening to Terry this morning, he's turning me round, and if it does hit a mark, it certainly it gains a lot more respect as far as if they all push it in the market. But Terry doesn't get excited too often, and I just like the sound of his confidence about this horse this morning. 11, 3, 1, and 2.
Yeah, with you, Ronnie. We Think Like a Fox. I think this has clearly been a target race for the Danny Williams stable. She was sent out odds on debut, and she only won narrowly there and returned off close to a year break at Goulburn. She was only narrowly beaten, and then she was well supported last start and really flashed late, again, only to be narrowly beaten. I think she's got a bit of talent, and the fact they back her up fairly quickly. 8 days suggests this is clearly a target. Just the draw, again, that's the query. But if they can work home into the finish, expect her to be very hard to hold out. Number two, Risk and Reward, going to be in this for a long way. As Ronnie touched on, the step up and trips are concerned, but the stable's confident he'll see it out. So expect him to lead and take plenty of catching. Number 10, Ethnicity, really good performance last start. Stuck on well to the line. If he can build further on that fourth up, he'll be riding the finish. And do respect number 3, Seabloom, from the good draw with Hugh Bowman aboard. Expect her to run well second up. But think like a fox, if she gets the breaks, I think she'll be hard to hold out. My numbers 11, 2, 10 and 3.
10's the fancy here for Darren Flindell to beat 1, 11 and 3. 10, 1, 11 and 3 for Darren in race number 2. And we should mention, Glenn, the TAB deals today around Rose Hill and Caulfield. Those first four races, you can get a bit of a bonus bet there.
Yes, if you bet fixed odds through your TAB account, and doesn't matter whether you had the bet yesterday or today, and your horse runs second or third in any of those four races at Rose Hill Gardens and Caulfield, you'll qualify for a bonus bet of up to $50. So that's with your TAB account.
Okay, let's move to race 3, one of our first early features today, the Gloaming Stakes.
Yeah, 360 DMG Gloaming Stakes today, an 1,800-metre event where Tarka, the toppy here, is the favourite at $2.50. Irukandji is a $4 chance. Thinking Big at $6.50. Tavi Run is at $4. All Things came out yesterday, no deduction taken there. And Panzerfaust is a $6.50 chance. Best supported runner here is Tarka. Actually went up $2.60 this morning, already has been turned in $2.60 into $2.50. And it has approximately five times the amount of money on the second pick, which is Tavi Run. Interesting market here. They went up $3.50 each of three. Tarka, Irukandji and Tavi Run. Tarka's now $3.50 to $2.50. Irukandji $3.50 to $4. And Tavi Run is $3.50 to $4 as well. But Tarka, best supported runner in the Gloaming.
Small field over the 1,800 metres today, Simon.
Yeah, expect it to be a tactical affair. Thinking Big, drawn wide, expect it to roll forward and come across and take up the running. Tavi Run shouldn't be too far away, and imagine Tarka and Irukandji just stalk that leading duo. Panzerfaust probably lets it all unfold in front of her, Ron.
Yeah, just interested about how they're going to run this race. There's a chance these two could get bullish up front in a small field, Thinking Big and Tavi Run. They're both grinding on pace horses who won't be just sitting up and sprinting, that's for sure. So there's a possibility they could set it up for something back in the field. But look, there's something about this horse, Thinking Big, that I like. I don't know why. He's 56 days between runs going into an 1800 metre Group 3, and he's only out of a two-year-old race a last start. So look, I want to be with him. I just taken with his trials. I just think he's got the pedigree. He looks to have the stamina. And I think he might be a sleeper coming into a Derby prep. I obviously think Tarka's the best placed horse here at the set weights. He's got performance on the board with the Group 2 win last time. And I can understand the support for him. Very bullish, the Victorians and Trent this morning about Tavarun. He just sounds like he thinks he's a good horse. So love what he's doing, but he just still looks raw to me. He looked beaten twice, and he's picked himself off the canvas. So he's a definite improver, as is Irukandji, who's just needed a couple of runs here, sits back, minds his own business, and there's a chance he could blouse him. And that's not disrespecting the filly who made a long, sustained run there at Wyong, winning last start. Smallest field of the day, but I thought the most intriguing race. I just want to go with the better value here of 3, 1, 4 and 2, but at the same time I want to have a look at him on track as well.
Yeah, you mentioned value, Ronnie. It's funny. Tarka obviously SP'd at 20s last start and Tavi Run was 15s and they obviously head the market this afternoon. So it's tricky if you miss Tarka last start to then dive in at the price. But I think he is top pick. Obviously won his last three and took a really big step forward when winning the Stan Fox last start, albeit narrowly. But I think that's a really good piece of form going forward and gets into a good spot just stalking the speed. I think he'll be too good for them, whether you can line up and take the price, as mentioned, big SP last start, but expect him to be hard to beat. Obviously, respect the Victorian, Tavi Run, always got to respect this stable jockey combination, and he's another clearly heading the right way. Number two, Irukandji, I think both runs back have been solid enough this time in. I think he's ready to peak third up and has always given the impression he would relish this step up in trip. So expect him to show good improvement. And no knock on Thinking Big, just don't really like the setup, but you've got to respect the stable, and they've always had the Derby in their mind. So expect him to run well out in front. But with Tarka, numbers 1, 4, 2 and 3.
Darren Flindell has said, Duff, don't worry about it. He's just sent me through an extra text. He said, tell Duff to be positive about Thinking Big because I've made it my best bet of the day.
Whoa.
Darren Flindell. Think big. Thinking Big, number 3.
He won a Melbourne Cup.
He did. He won it twice, didn't he? He didn't win a race between. He went from one year to the next and didn't win a race between it. Anyway, Thinking Big is the tip from Darren Flindell. Best bet of the day to beat 1, 4 and 2. They're the first three races. Back in a moment to have a look at race 4, the JRO Trophy, with Ron Duffacy, Simon Denopoulos and Glenn Munsey.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay and Adrian have a high-quality filly to own and race with Newgate Farm. She's by Deep Field, Northern Media's record-breaking speed sir, now Boom First Crop sire. From Princess Marissa, a stakes winner with 5 wins and stakes performed 9 times. And her first, second and third dams are all stakes winners. Join our Dynamic, Gay, Adrian and Newgate team in this fabulous filly. Visit DynamicSyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Schwazier by a half length to Airwave. Schwazier is holding Airwave. And a remarkable Royal Ascot double for Schwazier.
Schwazier, a consistently top-class stallion with over 90 stakes winners, including Group 1 Sun Star Spangled Banner, Divine Prophet, The Mission, and Japanese May. His yearlings have sold up to an incredible $560,000. Schwazier, proven on the track and in the ring. For the best value sire in Australia, call Coolmore today.
Divine Prophet. Group 1 placed at 2, winning the stallion making Caulfield Guineas at 3.
They come to the line together, Divine Prophet!
His first foals are on the ground, and this son of Schwazier has delivered. Champion sire, champion foals. Divine Prophet at Aquas Farm.
With 150 years of expertise, the specialist team at HQ Insurance are passionate about horses and privileged to be an integral part of the bloodstock industry. HQ Insurance, the headquarters of Equine Insurance. Find us at hqinsurance.com.au or call 8913 1640.
And they're off, up out of the gates, this winner of this contest, quickly leaving Border behind. What shall we do this weekend? Storms to the lead, footy of the race is in second, the last dash from Spring, and it's Spring, racing home for a grand final weekend!
Escape to the Everest Carnival at Tab Epsom Day, Saturday, September 29 at Royal Randwick. Celebrate grand final weekend with the carnival's biggest day of Group 1 racing. Headlined by the Tab Epsom, Dali Flight Stakes and the Heineken 3 Metropolitan. For world-class racing and hospitality, book Tab Epsom Day at theraces.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on races 1 to 4 at Rosehill and Caulfield.
T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
And HQ Insurance, the headquarters of Equine Insurance. HQinsurance.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio and Sky Thoroughbred Central. We're with our form analyst Ron Simon and the Tab's Glenn Munsey. Don't forget Tuesday morning 10:30 on Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky Sports Radio. The Tab Epsom Barrier Draw will be heard live 10:30 on Tuesday. Righto, Glenn Munsey, take us through the next race, race 4 at Rosehill.
Yes, this is the JRA Trophy today, a Group 3 event over 2,400 metres, and we've got Destiny's Kiss. He's still going strong. He's a $9 chance. Harper's Choice, $4.80. Eater James is a $6 pop. Dark Eyes with the blinkers on today at $11. Sis Montaigne at $19. Cinder Win at $5. Miss Admiration at $6. Goatland is a $4.60 chance. Tommy Berry to ride 1 kilo over there at $54. Shalmaneza at $21. Best supported runner here is Cinder Win. Of course, Cinder Win and Miss Admiration were emergencies for a race at Caulfield. Scratch there, both of them. It's been 5 into 480 back to 5 at Cinder Win. It's got 3 times the amount of money on the nearest rival, which is the other Melbourne Galloper, and Miss Admiration. Basically been $6 unchanged all the way through. And third pick would be Eater James. Yes, another Melbourne runner, Matt Kamani on earlier. 8.57.57, now 6.
All right, so some moves for the interstaters. Shalmaneza scratched for another run, another race to run here, Simon.
Yeah, and speed looks genuine. Looks going to be, I think, close to a true staying test here. Obviously, Dark Eyes and Sis Montaigne, I think, press over. And then you've got Harper's Choice and Shalmaneza kicking up from the inside draw. Gotham shouldn't be too far away. So I think it's going to be a solidly run race, Ron.
Yeah, agree. Only a small field, but some nice free running types in this race. So you'll need a stay here. And I think it might be Ida James here, this mare from Victoria. The one glaring stat is I'm keep coming back to is 12 starts, 6 wins. So she's fairly genuine. I thought she was terrific first up at Caulfield, and I'm just totally putting the line through that run at Moonee Valley. Went off the track the whole way, and that, you know, that bit of a tight turning track. I think we'll see a different mare here today, third up, ready to go, and I think she's a good little gamble. I think the Danger's Goatland, number 8. He's he sets up nicely here, minding his own business from an inside draw. I'm respecting all these Mexicans here today, and Cinder wins another one. It was a good run first up. It's just whether he's one run short for the mile, a strong mile and a half here. I know he's a good stayer, winning a 2 mile race before spelling, but just second up at 2400 here. Just is a little query. And Harper's Choice, his recent form's quite consistent. And that's not disrespecting Miss Admiration, who's already been to Sydney and was placed in an Oak. So game on, but I'm specking 3 here, 3, 8, 6, and 2.
Yeah, good competitive affair. I'm with Miss Admiration, Ronnie. I think, obviously, as you touched on that third in the ATC Oaks, that was a true staying test, and she stayed on well. She's really caught the eye for me in 2 runs down in Melbourne, first up over the mile and then over 1,700 metres last start. She was obviously accepted to run in a 2,000-metre race down in Melbourne, so the fact they're looking for the 24 with her, I think, is a big tick, and she is looking for it third up. So if they roll along in front, it'll certainly play into her hands and expect her to be strong late. I think the Danger is Sin to win. Also, the Victorian coming up. Comes out of the same race behind Call Me Handsome. Caught the eye late there, running third. Should relish a step up in trip. Second up, 24. That's obviously the query, but he's a true stayer and expect him to run well with Kieran McAvoy aboard. Harper's Choice continues to run well. He's well placed in this on best form. And number 8, Goethlin, I think fourth up, ready to do something down in the weights. But with Miss Admiration, that run in the ATC Oaks leaves her well placed here. My numbers 7, 6, 2, and 8.
Okay, Darren Flindell likes Cinder Wynn for Lindsay Park. 6 on top to beat 7, 8, and 3. 6, 7, 8, and 3. And I think Mick Price sent me a text yesterday. Glenn, I think if Miss Admiration runs well today, she's a chance of running in the Metrop.
Yeah, I thought you might ask that question, Andrew. She's a $26 chance at the moment in the okay. Metrop market.
All right, we'll wait for that race to unfold today. We get to the next of the group races today. This is, well, Glenn, this is the...
Yes, Andrew, it's the Schweppes Shannon Stakes. And at 8.27, I've yet to have one, but I'll give you a tip. The 8.30 ad break, I'm an absolute moral to knock the top off one. We've got Tally here as a $19 chance. Well, I've had a seagull's breakfast so far, a glass of water and a look around. We've got Tally at $19. Bitsum is at $4.20. Cabeza de Vaca at $6. King's Guards an $8.50 pop. Noir at $3.50. Young Star, the favourite, at $3.20. And all two, Ho Ying, is at $13. Well, easily the best supported runner here, Young Star. She went up $4.50 in the all-in market Monday, $3.50 final field Wednesday, into $3.30, into $3.20. She was $3.40 in the early bird special yesterday. 2.5 times the amount of money on her is what is on Noir, who went up $8 on Monday, $4.40, $4.350. So she's been a steady firm, and you can't find the rest of them.
A couple of Gay and Adrians, I guess, here, Simon, going forward.
Yeah, Speed Map, although a small field, again, I think we expect a solid tempo. It looks pretty straightforward. Beatsum looks to take up the running. I think Cabeza de Vaca trails. All Too Hoying won't be far away from the wide draw. And Kingsguard also looks to kick up. So I think it'll be fairly solidly run, Ron.
Yeah, on paper, that looks the way. And he likes to roll Beatsum, but so does Cabeza de Vaca. So they'll sort that out. And he just keeps grinding away there, that Old Tai Hoyung, and he drops from 60 to 53. So don't disrespect him as being part of this speed as well. He's the only thing that scares me is the price. A Young Star, I think it's too good a price. She's a good mare. She obviously captured everyone's attention there first up. You could even say that she should have won the tramway. Only has to have, you know, stay nice and fresh here. And I think she just gets right over the top of them with style. Not bet of the day for me. Like I said, the only thing that scares me is the stablemate so hard in the market here, Noir, who's obviously very underrated. 1,200 to 1,500. Look, I don't think that poses too many issues. Going to that distance here, and she's sure to run well again. She never runs bad. I suppose if Tommy Berry was a kilo over earlier in the day, he'd be half over here. Glenn, if you can check that out for me on Noir. And Four Kingsguard, he'll go much better. Just a heavy was against him there first up. Second up stats are much better, and this distance suits him better as well. So he's a knockout chance. And Arbitsum, look, he usually... in recent times, he's better with a few runs under his belt. So look out for him back probably on his favourite track here to be looking the winner with for a long, long way. I think class will prevail. Six on top from 5, 4 and 2.
Yeah, with you, Ronnie. Clearly the one to beat. Obviously an inside draw in a small field, genuinely a concern. But I think with the solid tempo in front, they should string out and should give Kieran plenty of options just to get her to the outside here. I was quite taken with the first up run. She surprised me. How well she ran in that tramway. She obviously worked home well along the inside there over the 1,400 metres. She'll relish a step up in trip. And they're talking Caulfield Cups with her. So if that's the case, she's got to be running well here, if not winning and winning well to head that way. So in her corner from number two, beats him. Just expect him to roll forward and take plenty of catching here. Third up should be near his top on the quick backup. And he was hard in the market in the Cameron last start, so I have to respect that market support in that race. Number 5, Noir, just the one knock for me. Obviously a heavy track first up, over 1,200. Goes to 1,500 second up on a firm surface. Just might take the edge off her a bit, but look, she's only narrowly edged out, and she keeps improving with each preparation. So she can take another step forward here. And number 4, Kingsguard, expecting to run a lot better back on top of the ground. On his best form, he's right in the finish. But with Youngstar, I think it should be too strong late. My numbers 6, 2, 5 and 4.
Darren Flindell goes Noir, the stablemate, number 5, to beat 6, 2 and 3. 5, 6, 2 and 3 in the Shannon. Get any updated info on Tommy Berry there, Glenn?
Well, the only three they notified on Thursday, Andrew, was Tommy Berry to ride a kilo. Tommy Berry to ride a kilo over on Goathland. Christian Reith to ride a kilo over on All Too Hoi Ying, which I left out of that race there. I'm terribly sorry. And Brenton Abdullah to ride a kilo over on Tamarack. They were the only three. So Tommy may think he could get to
lose
53
it.
And a half for Noir. Yeah.
Yeah, he might lose it with the riding earlier in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we get some updated stuff there, we'll pass it on. Race number 6, we're right into the good stuff now. This is the JHB Syndications Golden Pendant.
Yeah, JHB, of course, James Harron's syndication company there, James Harron Bloodstock. So I think this is the first time he's ventured
first
into
time,
sponsorship. So well done to James there. And he's got a pretty handy race, albeit not a massive field, but a very, very handy race here for the Golden Pendant. We start with Prompt Response as a $5.50 chance. Daisy Doom at 7. Wherever Daisy is, Dixie's not far away, and she's a $5.50 chance. Invincibella at 5. Champagne Cuddles is at $4.60 and favourite. X-Teen at 21. We've got Princess Posh at 12. Noir came out Wednesday, the Jewel Acceptor. It's running in the previous race, 11 cents a win and 10 cents a place. Magic Alibi, 21. Shamook at $7.50. And Insensata is a $34 chance. Well, Champagne Cuddle's the most popular runner here. 6 on Monday, 5.50 in the final field. But remember, Noir was marked up in that race there as a $6.50 chance. Been 4.80, 4.60 the last 24 hours or so. It was a $6 chance yesterday in the early bird specials. It's got double the investment, and there's not much between Prompt Response, Dixie Blossom's Invincibella. And Andrew, interesting to hear James McDonald, when speaking to you during the week, he might just ride Champagne Cuddles a fraction quieter than he did the other day.
Yeah, he thought that they just erred when she was first up. So what's the pace like if she's ridden a bit quieter here, Simon?
Yeah, I think it looks solid, and if they want to ride her a touch quieter from the draw, it shouldn't be too big a concern for her. Shamook and Prompt Response obviously come across and look to control there. Daisy Doom obviously won't be far away. As you mentioned, Champagne Cuddles probably just takes a drop on Daisy Doom there. And Dixie Blossoms looks to land in a pretty good spot, I think, probably midfield, one off the fence. Magic Alibi, whether they go back from the draw, that's the one question mark on the map, but I think it looks fairly solid. And expect Shamook and Prompt Response to roll along, Ron.
They hold the hand here, Gay and Adrian, with the two leaders in most of these races today. So they dictate terms to suit themselves, and that's what they thrive on. So I think Dixie does get a good run here. I'm not even looking at that track stat here. Everyone wants to bring up nine starts, no wins, but because she's performed so well and she's been unlucky a few times. Jesus, I just think there's no way she can't improve a length or two coming into this race. She's had a nice three-week break to just polish her up a little bit. She was against the boys there. She's right in this. She'll get her reward here today. She's been placed twice. I think she's run second the last couple of years in this race. Yeah. Prompt Response is the danger. She sets up well with two winning trials. Gee, she's a good mare. And she's off a Group 1 win. That class is going to take her a long way, and she does lure Damien Oliver to town here. Well, obviously, Damien was here for Mick Price's filly as well. Two, Daisy Doom, could easily bounce back, a better draw, better distance, drier track. Lots of positives there. Invincibella was really good, although it was a wet track win. She was very good winning first up. Champagne Cuddles, I've got no doubt that she was ridden too close the other day. She hit the front far too soon in a bit of a pressure race. So I just still need her to tick off past 1,200 metres. That's the little question mark I have. And obviously looking at the marketplace, this is well fancied. The other Waterhouse Bot Horse here, Shamook, every time I look, it comes in a point. 3, 1, 2, and 4.
Yeah, this is the best bet of the day for me, Dixie Blossoms. I think she sets up so well here, second up. I know she hasn't won at Rose Hill, but break down her record. She's ran second three times, she's ran third twice, and she's beaten less than a length on five occasions. So don't be deterred by the fact she hasn't won at Rose Hill. And just looking at her second up record, it's awesome. She was beaten less than a length in the Coolmore. She was chinned in this race last year. She won by close to seven lengths at Randwick. And the only time she hasn't fired second up was in the Scirocco in 2016. But she went to the line completely untested, only beaten 3.5 lengths. So her second up record is awesome. She drops back against her own sex and she gets into a lovely spot from the draw. Clearly the best bet of the day for me. I think she should be favourite. So all over Dixie today from number four, Invincibella. Did a really good job to win first up. Again, she's a mare that just keeps improving with each preparation. Got to take another step here, but hard to suggest she won't off that first up win. No knock on number one, Prompt Response. Obviously went into the paddock in career best form. She's trialled up well. Damien Oliver rides. She's going to run well. And number five, Champagne Cuddles. I think she's under the odds again. But look, you've got to respect that market support for her first up. She was off the map and probably ridden a touch too close. They'll ride her further back from that draw and expect her to run better back on top of the ground, but couldn't back her at the price. Certainly all over Dixie, best bet of the day for me. My numbers 3, 4, 1, and 5.
Darren Flindell goes for the other Ron Quinton. Daisy Doom to win consecutive golden pendants. 2 on top to beat 1, 3, and 4. 2, 1, 3, and 4 from Darren. Tommy's text through, Tommy Berry. Thank you, mate. He's going to ride at 53.5. He's going to try to get to 53.5 for Noir. He's certainly got the option of riding a kilo over on Goathland, as you mentioned, Glenn, but he's confident that he's going to be at 53.5 for today, which would mean he'd be only half over on Goathland.
Yeah, and he said the other day when they took him off Siege of Quebec, he said he's just finding that last half a kilo really, really difficult to get rid of. And you don't want to punish yourself going into the start of a carnival, you know, and knock yourself around when you've got, you know, a big, you know, well, 2 months basically now. So, you know, he's just finding it little. He might just have to ride that donkey a bit more.
All right. Yes, get out there and get it into the Everest or the Kosciuszko. We're going to take a break and then we'll be back. The big one coming up, the Golden Rose.
A lot's changed in small business, but some things, like chasing finance, haven't. A business loan from Prosper can help. Borrow from $5,000 to $250,000 for renovations, equipment upgrades, or new business opportunities. Plus, funding is possible in 24 hours. So if you'd rather chase business than finance, talk to Australia's number one online lender to small business, Prosper. Visit prospa.com. Terms, conditions and lending criteria apply. Credit license 454782.
Breeding for speed.
But all jukebox is another really impressive two-year-old winner.
Jukebox
arrives at Aquas Farm. Undefeated at two, bursting with early colonial speed by that speed sire Snitzel. To breed your jukebox hero, see aquasfarm.com.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but...
Whoever you're backing, Tab's got you covered. This Saturday, place a fixed odds win bet on races 1 to 4 at Rosehill and Caulfield. If your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
Who are you backing this spring? Tab, download the app today. Tab account bets only. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
The Sydney Sun puts on a show to open the Everest Carnival, and they're off. Hot out of the gates is Winner of Discontent, quickly leaving boredom behind. What shall we do this weekend? Storms to the lead, Fancy the Races a second, and down the outside it's Get Off the Couch. A last dash by What Shall I Wear, and here comes Spring. Spring out of nowhere wins by nose.
Escape to Sydney's Everest Carnival. World-class racing, live music and entertainment from September 8 to October 13. Tickets from $10. Pre-book to save at theraces.com.au.
Coinciding with the Everest 2018 is the Inglis Ready to Race Sale. Enjoy Australia's biggest race day on Saturday and the sale on Monday. All juveniles are ready for their racing careers. Monday, October 15, visit inglis.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on races 1 to 4 at Rosehill and Caulfield.
T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
And HQ Insurance, the headquarters of equine insurance. HQinsurance.com.au.
Yes, the best way to start a Saturday throughout the Everest Spring Carnival, of course, is with Sky Thoroughbred Central and Sky Sports Radio on a Saturday. We've got Ron Duffacy, Simon Donopoulos and the Tabs Glenn Munsey. And we're up to the feature at Rose Hill, the DeBorderly Wines Golden Rose. And Glenn, we've got a projected first four pool here. They think around 750,000 can be reached there in this race today.
Yes, Andrew. We've got... Geez, Brett Devine, he gave a massive rap to Warwick Brook and DeBorderly Wines, but they've been a tremendous sponsor of racing here in Sydney, DeBorderly Wines. So Warwick will be there today representing the company, and you've got a $750,000 potential pool for the first four. And I tell you what, I think you've got to take a few combinations to jag it in the DeBorderly Wines Golden Rose. Here's the field. We've got Lean Mean Machine at $5. The Autumn Sun is at $3.90. Zusane at $6.50. Graph is the $3.20 favourite. Sandbar with the blinkers on at $15. Santos on the quick backup from last week at $14. Jonker came out this morning. Terrible news there for David Atkins and Connections. 4 cents a win and 4 cents a place. Longleaf came out on Thursday, 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place. We've got Danawi at $34, Tchaikovsky with a cross noseband on at $31, and the Melbourne Visitor, the filly, Seabrook, looking to do a forensics. It is a $9 chance. Well, the best supported runner here easily since the market went final field on Wednesday is the Autumn Sun. He went up $4.50 in that market. Even today, he's been $4, came into as short as $3.70 and then pushed him to $3.90, and he's got double the investment on it. I've got to say, the office want to lay the Autumn Sun, right? It is the most popular runner. Second pick is Graf. Well, he's been $3.30, $3.20. He was as much as $3.50, and then Jonker came out, then went $3.30 to $3.20. So in the period of time, the Autumn Sun's gone $3.70 to $3.90. Graf's gone $3.30 to $3.20. Third pick would be Lean Mean Machine. No, sorry, Seabrook is $600 in front of Lean Mean Machine. They're the top four in the Golden Rose.
Okay, interesting move early with the Autumn Sun with via the Tab. The scratching of Jonker, what's it done here, Simon?
Yeah, it takes a little bit of the speed out of the race, but still expect good pressure, as every year in the Golden Rose. Danawi looks your leader, comes across and takes up the running, but then there's a good jostle for position. Obviously, Sandbar gets the blinkers on for the first time. They'll want to be urgent from that draw. Graf drawn a lot better today. They'll want to be urgent. Zusane drawn the inside. They won't want to give that draw away. And you've got Tchaikovsky there as well, and Santos. So I think there's plenty of pressure drawn inside Danawi, which should, you know, I think the Autumn Sun, they're going to go back, but he should get the race run to suit.
I see where you're coming from as far as talking about the speed. Whether that happens, I'm a little bit questionable about, because Danawi, they won't want to go hard because of the 1400 factor and last time. Sandbar, well, maybe he'll take it up with just that gear change. And the only other one I could see there would be Santos, just 1100 to... 1400, but I'm not as... I just think that Sting has been taken out of the pressure here with Jonker, the scratching of Jonker. So who does that help? Who does it not help? I think if they go slow, it obviously is a little bit... makes it a little bit tougher for the Autumn Sun, maybe a little bit tougher the Lean Mean Machine. If they go hard, they come into play. All I know is that Graf's going to find himself in a beautiful position here, and he's going to explode at some stage in this straight. Then it's going to be these, you know, are these two colts really good? They are. They are really good, the Autumn Sun and Lean Mean Machine. But I'm this race, you know, to think, you know, how everyone's thinking about this race. You know, Paul Joyce says Lean Mean Machine's the better of the spring. Yeah. You know, that's a brave call. Although, well, only 22 days in the spring. He's betting each way. I think Graf's, you know, close to a good thing. And I know all of the Autumn Sun's got numerous supporters. And that's leaving out Zassane and the Philly Seabrook. This is a race and a half. But I'm in the Graf corner. I think he can beat the Autumn Sun, who, if he wins this, the sky's the limit for this horse. If there's a blowout, it's Santos. I know he comes out of a bit of a nothing race last week, but I just like the way he's going, and we just don't know what he would have done last week. And three, Zusane, just with that barrier one and having the excuse of just had that little issue last first up, I can just see him jumping out of the ground here. And that's not disrespecting Lean Mean Machine. I keep looking at a heavy track lead up, and I just can't get my confidence up. So, 4, 2, 6, and 3.
Yeah, all over the Autumn Sun here. Obviously, Jonker coming out does take a bit of the pressure out, but banking on, look, past renewals, they always... it's a high-pressure race. Obviously, a lot of money up for grabs and stallion-making race. So, they'll roll along here, and I think it'll play into the hands of the Autumn Sun. I think he sets up well back in trip. I've got no concerns with the blinkers back on. I think he's clearly... the best horse in the race, which is a big statement. There's a lot of talented horses in it, but I think he is the best horse. And just for me, I think if he gets the right run and back onto a firm track, he's a big striding horse. The dry track will certainly suit him. I think if Karen gets him to the outside, he's going to be very, very hard to hold out. I thought he would start favourite, but I saw a corporate yesterday laying 550. So, and as Glenn said, Tab looking to take him on. So I don't think that's going to be the case. Got that one wrong, but still expect him to be extremely hard to hold out. I think the danger is Lean Mean Machine. You watch the lead up and it's hard really to suggest anything's going to turn the tables on him. To do that first up, you think he can only improve, and obviously the lead up has a great record in the grand final. So from that draw, he shouldn't be too far off them. But as mentioned, I think it is going to be high pressure, and if that's the case, I think he's obviously going to be strong late. My one query with Graf is whether he can run a strong 1400. Again, that's banking on the race being high pressure, just on his breeding. Obviously, start witness on his dam side. Nothing really there to suggest he'll run a strong 14, but look, stable's obviously confident. His run last start was very game in defeat, and he gets the right run, as Ronnie touched on. So he'll certainly be there at the right time. And number three, Zusane. The tip for him first up was enormous. He obviously didn't handle the ground. He's the sleeper in the race from that draw. He can run well, but I think the Autumn Sun, he gets last shot and he'll be too good. My number's 2, 1, 4, and 3.
Didn't you see the graph at Hawkesbury that day at the 1300? Took him forever to win at 1300.
Oh, just slowly run race, Ronnie. I don't know. Similar to Minari last year. High pressure, 14, whether he sees it out, but look, you know.
I respect your opinion, yeah. But this race is going to answer a lot of questions today.
Yeah, exactly. And where they go to, possibly, you know, Graf wins, is he in the Everest? So
that's right.
No.
Yep.
Looking forward
great
to
race.
It.
Great race. Yeah, for sure. It's an $1 million Group 1, and this is why it's so intriguing. Darren Flindell likes Graf number 4 to beat 1, 2, and 3. 4, 1, 2, and 3. So you've got the Golden Pendant 10 past 3, and the De Bortoli Wines Golden Rose at 10 to 4 with that big Tab first four on that race. Let's move to race 8 now. Glenn, the Gow Gates Handicap. You there, Glenn?
He's never sounded better.
Yeah, Gow Gates. I'm just communicating, Andrew. Sorry, off air with our good mate Michael Fraser. So Michael's tuned in again this morning. So sorry, Mike. Oh, we're just talking a bit of rugby league and a few other things, Andrew. While you were.
Don't worry. We're on it. You couldn't wait till 9:30, or
no? I've got to get in the car, Andrew, at 9:30 and get to Warwick Farm. And I use the phone. No, I shouldn't say I use the phone enough in the car as it is.
No.
Michael's tuned in. So Cock, you're going all right too. So
yes,
he's wishing me good luck with the bunnies tonight. So
yeah,
thank you. Yeah. Yep. So, I was going to say, Galgate's been a long-time involvement in racing, of course, and they've got the benchmark 88 here, over 1,400 metres, and we've got Unders as a $51 chance. Astoria, back as a gelding today at $5. Lofty's Menus, a $34 chance. The Avenger is at $4.40, and that price, yes, that does make it favourite. Mandillion at $5. Kanachi at $15. Best Guess came out this morning, 5 cents a win and 5 cents a place. Tip Top at $7.50. Fierce Impact with a Stallion Chain today at $6. Level 8's at $17. And Sabacool is a $6 pop. Not an overly strong betting race, but money for quite a number of them here. Most popular runner is Mandillion in front of Tip Top, then the Avenger, then Astoria, Fierce Impact, Sabacool. So it's a strong betting race without a particular lead for one runner.
And Simon, what about the pressure on Mandillion today?
Well, Best Guess coming out obviously takes a bit of the pressure out. God Unders shouldn't be too far away. Kanachi obviously kicks up from the draw. Then the likes of the Level 8 and the Avenger shouldn't be too far away, but probably gets a nice time in front, Ron.
She just loves to run, and I'm scared there's no chases, so she could be off and gone here on straightening, although back to a dry track, she's genuine. You know, she handles good tracks, but she excels on heavy tracks. Look, I'm convinced it's one of these free first-uppers here today. The markets, listening to Glenn, they haven't had excessive support, but I don't know which way I'm going to go, but I'm marking him at this stage to Astoria, who's been gelded this prep, loved his trials. 9, Fierce Impact, looks a progressive horse, liked his trials. 11, Sabacool, looks pretty well set up in Queensland with a Gold Coast trial there behind Del Cello, liked her trials. So it's 2, 9 or 11 for me, and 5, Mandillion, she's just so genuine, she'll give you a great run for your money.
Yeah, similar numbers for me, Ronnie. I've got Astoria on top. Obviously, Big Watch returning as a gelding. 1,400 first up. I think he's trailed up well and gets into a good spot for James McDonald, so I lean his way. But look, I reckon it's one of the better races in terms of how open it is on the day here. Number 11, Sabacool, as you touched on, Ronnie, wintered in Brisbane. She had the trial at the Gold Coast. Thought she went well there. She's very well placed down in the weights. Just how far back she gets from the draws, the one knock. But look, she's a talented mare. Expect her to run well. Number 4, the Avenger. Really good win last start in Melbourne. He ran good time there. If he repeats that level of performance, they'll certainly know he's there. And no knock on Fierce Impact. Obviously racing good order in his maiden prep in Australia. These imports generally improve at their second prep, so do respect him. No knock on Mandillion. Just think the dry track's the one question mark. But with Astoria first up, my number's 2, 11, 4 and 9.
Different thought from Darren Flindell. He's going tip-top with Timmy Clark, and Tim feels from the horse has improved off that last start win and just needs a little bit of luck from barrier one to be in the finish. $7.50 at the moment, tip-top. 8 to 9, 2 and 5. 8, 9, 2 and 5 for Darren in race number 8.
Andrew, he wants to call it home like he did the other day.
He's in love.
Tip-top's the one.
Tip-top's the one.
Yeah. And he's got to get ready for Toowoomba, so he just likes all the teas.
Righto, what about the last here?
Yeah, this is the Fujin Handicap here, another benchmark 88, this one over 2,000. And, of course, well documented, we're looking at 10 Sydney Saturday last race favourites in a row. And we've decided to put another 2,000-metre race on, but it didn't stop the back. And Zoukar, well, Zoukar the other day, didn't matter him. $6 the field, he just steamed straight to the line. Right, we start with Goodfella here, who's a $10 chance. We've got Naval Warfare at $18 over the page here. Abdon at $7. The Lord Mayor at this stage is favourite at $5.50. Quick Defence at $9.50. Shalmaneser out. Came out on Thursday to Jewel Acceptor. 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. It's racing earlier. Rakik at $10. Domed at $18. Esther Krage is a $26 chance. Fireman Sam I Am out. No deduction. Jake's Hill, $11. Opposition at $9. Social Element at $23. Tamarack with Brett Navdala to ride one over at $54 is an $8 chance. The Melbourne Visitor, Romanesque at $8, and Royal Stamp out, no deduction. The money here is down the bottom. most popular runner is Tamarack, and I heard Ronnie talking to Brent and Abdullah earlier. Even today, $10 into $8, and basically 90% of the money for Tamarack has come this morning. It was nowhere to be seen until this morning. Second pick is Opposition. Third pick is Romanesque.
Who takes it up, Simon?
Yeah, lost a bit of speed with Fireman Sam I Am coming out, but Goodfella looks to roll across and take up the running. I don't think the Lord Mayor will be far away. Social element from the good draw, possibly Naval Warfare and Romanesque can be more prominent, but lost a bit of speed, but Goodfella takes it up, Ron.
Yeah, hard race to map. Maybe even Tamarack could go forward today. Look, I want speed for my tip here, Opposition. I think Back to the Dry, I think we can judge him on his first up run. Wish it was 2,400, but at the price, I can't let him go away here. I think the Lord Mayor's the danger. We can't go backwards off a very good second up win in a quite a pressure race, that one. So I think there's a lot of merit in that. I think the one that'll take most benefit out of that run last time is Dome, second up 14 to 2,000 in a fast run race. So I thought she was a value runner here, and Three Abdon, well, good run first up, just a little bit worried about his desire the last three or four strides, but he may have just knocked up. 12, 4, 8 and 3.
Yeah, wide open race to round out the day. I'm keen down the bottom of the weights with Romanesque here, the Victorian from the Jared McLean stable. Tab gave him a good cuddle yesterday when the early bird specials went up. He actually firmed 10 into 9.50, so I think that's a good sign. He's coming out of two fast mile races at Moonee Valley, gets up to 2,000 metres. He was only narrowly beaten in the Warrnambool Cup last prep behind Gally Chieftain, and he gets in with 50 and a half after the claim. He's going to run a big race for sure, Romanesque. From number three, Abdon, thought he did a good job first up. I think he can only improve off that. Number four, the Lord Mayor, returned to the winner's stall last start. If he repeats, he's going to be around the mark again. And number seven, Rakeek, sneaky good run last start. 2,000 metres dry track, Rose Hill. Expect him to run well. But I think Romanesque each way are certainly going to run a big race. For numbers 15, 3, 4 and 7.
Darren Flindell likes number 12, Opposition, to beat 3-2-1. 12-3-2-1 in the last from Darren. Simon, how are you going to play it for a best bet?
Yeah, best bet comes up in the Golden Pendant, Andrew. Dixie Blossoms each way all day. Can't see her not running a big race today.
Righto, that's race 6, number 3. Good on you, Simon. Enjoy your day.
Yeah, should be good, Andrew. All the best.
Simon Denopoulos there from Racing and Sports. What about you, Duff?
I think Youngstar will get over the top of him, Andrew. Race 5 and number 6.
Race 5, number 6, the best bet. And we've got a late entries closing Monday for the flight stakes for next Saturday. And Duff, the Tab Epsom, the Metrop, what a day next Saturday.
Yeah, with those late entries, I'm wondering whether that horse from Scone yesterday may go in the flight started, whether she's in it or not, or the horse of Chris Lee.
Fiercely, was it Fiercely Embrace? Was that the name of it?
Yes.
Something like that.
Oh, yeah,
Frankly Embrace, I think
Frankly
it was, or something
Embrace,
like
yeah.
that.
Nice horse.
Yeah, but she was, and she could be a late entry. The fee is $25,000. All right, Duff, we'll hear from you right through the day with Lizzie and Greg and all the interviews from Rose Hill on a big day.
Golden Rose Day, a beauty.
Thanks, Ron. Ron Duffersey there. Glenn, in 10 seconds, the best-backed horse at Rose Hill.
The Autumn Sun.
The Autumn Sun, race 7, number 2. What price now? It was $390, somewhere there.
Where are we? There's three. He was $390. Andrew still is. Yep.
$390, the Autumn Sun. Yeah. All right, stick around with Sky. We're going to have all the previews continuing right through the morning, a massive afternoon. You'll get extended coverage on Sky Sports Radio and Sky Thoroughbred Central of Debortley Wines Golden Rose Day. And don't forget the Tab Epsom Barrier Draw Tuesday morning coming up at 10:30.
This Friday night, winners will be announced in the 2018 Country and Provincial Racing Awards. Competition is strong for many of the categories, including Country Horse of the Year, Country TAB Race Club of the Year, and who will be the Ted McKay Provincial Recognition winner. What a classy field of contenders for Provincial Horse of the Year, including In Her Time, Dark Dream and La Romaine. Racing New South Wales and Sky Sports Radio wish all finalists the very best.
As a small business owner, your work keeps Australia in work. That's why a business loan from Prosper is built to work with you. Borrow from $5,000 to $250,000. Apply for free with no security required to access up to $100,000. And you'll get a dedicated loan manager.
Welcome to Prosper.
So for a business loan that's built for business, talk to Australia's number one online lender to small business, Prosper.
Visit prospa.com. Terms, conditions and lending criteria apply. Credit license 454782.
Just like champion sire, Vane and Reduce Choice, Divine Prophet won the stallion making Caulfield Guineas at three.
They come to the line together, Divine Prophet!
Now Divine Prophet delivers with his first foals. Champion sire, champion foals. Divine Prophet, now standing at Aquas Farm.
The Sydney Sun puts on a show to open the Everest Carnival, and they're off. Hot out of the gates is Winner of Discontent, quickly leaving boredom behind. What shall we do this weekend? Storms to the lead, Fancy the Races a second, and now the Outsiders get off the couch. A last dash by What Shall I Wear, and here comes Spring. Spring out of nowhere wins by nose.
Escape to Sydney's Everest Carnival. World-class racing, live music and entertainment from September 8 to October 13. Tickets from $10. Pre-book to save at theraces.com.au.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you'll have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Cabernet Sauvignon. By Debortley, of course. Here's the traffic.
School holidays, the time when parents realise that teachers should be paid more. Keep your little ones busy at Zone Bowling with fun passes starting at $22.90. Search Zone Bowling. Still have problems at the M2 and Carlingford inbound, just past Barclay Road, the car and truck accident. It's still there. It hasn't been moved and we've got like 4 or 5 kilometre delays at this point. At Leppington, livestock's wadded onto Camden Valley Way at Heath Road. Purchase a DeWalt outdoor power garden skin and redeem a free 6 amp hour XR Flex volt battery valued at $149. T's and C's apply. I'm Steve Carline, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
With 150 years of expertise, the specialist team at HQ Insurance are passionate about horses and privileged to be an integral part of the bloodstock industry. HQ Insurance, the headquarters of equine insurance. Find us at hqinsurance.com.au or call 8913 1640.
Big League Magazine is your must-have guide for every weekend of NRL in the run to the 2018 finals. There's latest club news, expert analysis, in-depth features and statistics, and exclusive columns from the game's biggest stars, and something for even the youngest rugby league fans. Big League is your most trusted source of rugby league information, and after 99 years, we're still the only place to find official team lists for every grade. Grab this week's copy of Big League Magazine, on sale now at news agencies, supermarkets and NRL games. Interstate Form is brought to you by TAB.
Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on races 1 to 4 at Rosehill and Caulfield. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
It is Sky Sports Radio. That horse that won yesterday that Ron was thinking about will get its name right in the end. Frankly Awesome was the filly that won yesterday at Scone for Chris Lees. Don't forget all the offers. The first four races today at Rosehill and Caulfield. Your horse runs second or third, there's certainly the option there of a bonus bet from TAB. And the jackpot or the projected pool today is the Golden Rose, projected to get around $750,000. The Caulfield we go, where it's Sir Rupert Clark Stakes Day, along with the Melbourne Racing Club Foundation Cup, the Naturalism being that name, and these are the scratchings on a good four with a fine day and the rail at 9 metres. Race one, take out a nothing, it's clear. Race two, number 10. Race three, number 7. Race four, take out number 6. Race five, 13 and 15. Now, take note in race six, we've got two late scratchings. Race six, take out 12. 13, Bubbles and Troubles, a late one at 7:45 on Vets. And then the others are 14, 17 and 19 is a late scratching on Stewards. So the scratching's now in full for race 6 at Caulfield. 12, 13 a late one, 14, 17, 19 a late one. Race 7, take out the four emergencies, 17, 18, 19 and 20. Race 8, 6, 17, 18 and 19. And race 9, take out number 12. They're the scratchings for Caulfield. And Dean Lester, good morning to you.
Oh, good morning, Andrew.
Sir Rupert Clark Day, they've done something a bit different here, separating it away from another day, and it's the big focus race.
Oh, it's sort of a going back in time. It's where it used to be, and it's a terrific day. It was the old show day meeting, which was 2 days before the grand final, but it adds to this meeting for sure.
and obviously the Naturalism or the Melbourne Racing Club Foundation Cup, which Tabcorp are supporting down there, it's obviously throws up the winner could get a start in the Caulfield Cup.
Well, the winner gets an exemption from the ballot, so yeah, it's a good ticket to be running for. The 150,000 is a good ticket too, but what's attached to the race is so important to so many of these horses that are borderline getting a run in a Caulfield Cup.
And Mark Hunter, good morning to you. Rail at 9 metres today.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. You'd have a bit of spring in your step this morning. Rail 9 metres, yeah. Great days racing, really hard races. Hopefully we can find a value winner for you.
How good was that last night, Andrew?
Oh, mate, how good
I
was
do
that?
Appreciate Mark bringing that point up because good morning, Dean. Good morning, Mark. One of the greatest injustices and untruths on the radio here this morning, just before the start of the Sydney preview.
It wasn't.
I said, congratulations, Andrew, up and about, you know, Collingwood, you know, it's good old Collingwood forever. You know what he said? Oh, I didn't know the result. I went to bed.
Oh, please.
Yeah. And Pinocchio walked in and said, Andrew, can I have my nose back? I've got, I went to bed.
You didn't know the result, but how good did your man Jack Chris play, Andrew?
Oh, mate, my man, he's a beauty, Jack Chris.
He is a beauty. Yeah. New packet of chips named after him. Yeah.
Yeah. No, we're there and we're just playing it right down.
One week at a time.
Yeah.
Exactly. But it's exciting.
Yeah. I went to bed. I didn't know the result.
I am telling you the truth that I went to bed at the 5 minute mark of the last quarter.
Early crow, just after home.
I was nearly asleep and the phone beeped twice.
Did you put your gold pyjama jacket on when you went to bed?
Wrap it around, yeah. It'd be a bloody big one for me. Anyway, let's get going here. Our listeners don't want any of this rubbish. They want some winners. The first race at Caulfield Glen at 12:30.
No, because they know they're going to have to endure another week of you, Andrew, talking about it.
No, right, I will not mention it.
Here we go. The first at Caulfield today. Yes, we stick together. The first here, we've got Severate at 10, A Fighting Fury at 7. Extra Brute is at $5.50. DeRosa at 10, Savvy Oak at 7. First Class Dream is a $17 chance. Global Exchange, $4.20 in favourite. Louis the Legend, I wonder who that's named after. Any good old Collingwood player there, Louis Richards, $16. And Thunderdome is a $4.60 chance. Good support here for Extra Brute. $7.56, now $5.50. Has 2.5 times the amount of money on the second pick, which is Fighting Fury. And then you've got a long gap to Louis the Legend and Thunderdome. This is not a bad betting race at first.
All right, Dean, give us your thoughts.
Well, I did the preemptive tip, Andrew. For those that don't know, A Fighting Fury is part of the Richmond theme song and it races in the Richmond colours. I just thought he was ridden way too close last week for him, and I just think the wide draw heels, Craig Williams will settle him back, come with one run. There's not a lot between the four I'm tipping here, but I'm going with A Fighting Fury to beat Global Exchange. I think it's a really nice horse going forward. His two runs have been solid. Extra Brute, likewise, both runs have been excellent, can measure up. And DeRosa just got too far back against the older horse's last start. I think he's got some chance, so that's why it's a competitive betting race. I don't think there's a lot between them. 2-7-3-4.
Yeah, I think this is typical of the day, really hard. I think luck in running will decide the winner. I'm going to go for a horse that needs luck, number 7, Global Exchange. It was a soft win last time. I think it's got a lot more to offer. It's going to get better as the races get longer. Drawing the outside gate, I don't know what they do from there. I would imagine they might have to go back and just need a drag into the race to beat number 3, Extra Brute. Good win at Sandown. It's going to keep on improving. 5, Savvy Oak will get better as the races get longer. It's going to get buried inside and just need luck. And I put number 9, Thunderdome, in next best, getting a good run up on the speed. Not much between them, 7, 3, 5 and 9.
Matt Hill calls the action. He likes A Fighting Fury number 2 to beat 3-7 and 9. 2-3-7 and 9 in race 1. Race 2, the Fight Cancer Foundation. This is over the 1800.
Yeah, and this is an interesting race because it impacts the form around the Avenger in Sydney, which is in race 8. That's at 4:30, so we'll know because Snitzer Peg, the favourite, which is Lucky for All, and Belgravia ran second, third and fourth to the Avenger the other day at Moonee Valley. So let's have a look at the market here for the second, starting with Snitzer Peg, who's a $12 chance. Belgravia at $8.50. Wheel Leisure at $34. Pleasuring at $21. Al Garlic. Oh, I get this wrong all the time. Gal Galail, isn't it?
That's it. Yeah
Galail at $5.50. It's just one of those horses you can never get right. Royal Ace at 26. Hardern at 101. Lucky for All, $2.30 in favourite. Golden Authority, 51. Angelucci is out. Harmattan at 12. Octobello at $6.50. Dornier, 101. Snipfit, 26. And Ayers Rocks, an $81 chance. Easily the best supported runner here, Lucky for All. Although, steadily drifting. 215, 220, now 230 in the last 24 hours. And it's got three times the amount of money on what Octobello has, who's been 7 to 650 this morning. Third pick a long way away is the horse that I can't pronounce its name properly.
Yep, and fancy me picking you up. Mark your tips in race two, please.
I'm going to go for number 5, Old Galail. Andrew, I think that the Canterbury bed forms really good form. I can see it lobbing three back the fence, following through inside, getting a great run, good each way odds. I think it will run terrific to beat number 8, Lucky for All. Best horse in the race, terrific first up, going to get back from that gate and just need things to go right. One Snitzer Peg was enormous at Moonee Valley, sitting wide. It's got a great hope. And 2 Belgravia, up in distance, drawn for a better run, and should be fitter for that first up run. I think they're the 4 main hopes. I'll go 5, 8, 1, and 2.
Yeah, I'm trusting that form from the Valley that you mentioned, Munns with the Avenger, and ongoing with Lucky for All. He wanted to sort of start getting his act together a little bit. He ducks in under pressure and does things wrong, but John Allen was very critical of himself not getting the whip into the left-handers to guide him home last start, and I think he'd have gone very close had he straightened him up. Belgravia was a really good run in the same race, looked in good order, but looked as though that run would really improve him. Octobello, I think since they've been riding this horse a bit quieter, they're getting a better result out of him, gets a cheap run here, and Snitzer Peg was very good last start, got to run 1,800, but he's in good form. 8, 2, 12 and 1.
For Matt Hill, best bet of the day, Lucky for All, number 8, to be 12, 1 and 5. 8, 12, 1 and 5. Race 3, Caulfield, for the 3-year-olds.
Yeah, written by Back at the Races today for Graham Begg, and it's a 175 favourite here in race number 3. Rock Hard at $13. Guy Trash, I'll go with that, at $10. G-tra, is it? Thank you, Dina. G-tra. How do you G-tra?
Gaelic or something.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I've heard the Adelaide callers call it G-tra.
Okay, G-tra, and it's a $10. Let's hope the G-train goes well tonight, Greg Inglis. More Than Exceed at 7, Really Swish at 18, Robe to Fate at $21, Heart Conquered is out, Roosevelt at 10, Fine Dane 8.50, and Irish County is a $26 chance. All the money on this race here is for Nugget. That's his nickname, written by, although he's gone 165, 160, 170 out to 175 this morning. Rock Hard, second pick, as much as $41 about Rock Hard. 26, 19, 17 earlier this morning, now 13. That's a good trim up.
Third up for Rock Hard today. Dean, you put it in there somewhere?
I don't, Andrew. He's not one of mine. He just goes too keenly in his races. I see they've got a tongue tie and try and get him to settle a bit better, but I'm with Written By. I've got no knock on him. His only defeat was in the Golden Slipper. Recent trial, he all but fell at the start. Quickly mustered, ran good time, beat older horses. He should beat this field, I would think. I'm tipping a maiden to run second in Really Swish. Pretty good maiden. It's run some good races behind Music Bay and Thrillster, which is comparable form for a race like this. I would imagine Fine Dane was a very good winner at Mowi and will win handy races, but just runs into a smart horse here. And Roosevelt's trialled up well, resuming, but on with the favourite, 1, 5, 9, and 8.
Yeah, I'd be very surprised if Written By doesn't win this race. He's got lengths on them. He's trialled super up the back straight at Sandown. He'll just bounce up on the speed, dominate the race, and he'll be too good. I think G-Tra's got a fantastic place chance. It'll go much, much better here for Luke Nolan. It'll sit back off the fast pace. It'll pick its way through and will hit the line hard. I'll be anchoring it in multiples. Third pick, number 5, Really Swish. Midfield inside, running on strongly at the finish. And 9, Fine Dane. Really nice maiden debut win. Just can miss the start, and I wonder where it will get to from that gate. 1 a win, 1, 3, 5, and 9.
Yeah, Matt Hill completes the trio here, written by number 1 to beat 8, 4 and 9. 1, 8, 4 and 9. A light preparation, hopefully for their sake, ending up in the Group 1 Coolmore at Flemington. To race 4, the Living Legends over the 1,400.
Yeah, well, Tulip here was an emergency later on, but it's running here, and it is a $4.40 favourite. Hector Pascal at 23. Is Timmy Bailey coming on later with the weather, Andrew?
Yeah, 10 o'clock.
Okay, $23 for Hector Pascal. Soho Ruby at 26. Mamzelle Tess at 13. Smart As You Think at 17. Spanner Heads out. Istria at 6. Royal Applause 51. Shakora at $4.80. Lady of Flanders at 8. Tranquil Miss 51. Truly Discreet 14. Violent Snow at $61. I'll go with Shoko, and it could be Shoko, I don't really know, $6.50. And Journey Girl is a $26 chance. It's all about Tulip here, although a steady drift. 370, 380, now 440. It's been 440 all morning. Second pick is Shakora, and then third pick is Shoko or Shoko.
For Peter Morgan, which way for you, Mark?
I think it's an open race horse, but I'm going to tip number 9, Shakora, who had no luck at all first up. Will be a lot fitter for that. Draws a good gate, good mare, and got a great chance here in this race. To beat number 12, Truly Discreet. The good mare doesn't have much luck in her races. Trialled super, draws for a great run. I put number 1, Tulip, in for third. I don't think it runs 1,400 metres. It's had a couple of goes. It's been weak, but obviously a big class drop. And down to number 10, Lady of Flanders, who's racing really well but got a terrible gate to overcome. 9, 12, 1 and 10.
Yeah, I totally agree. I really like this race around Shakora. I didn't like her first up from Barrier 1 around Moonee Valley, and she had no luck. But different scenario here at 1,400, that Bella Martini 1,400-metre form last preparation was terrific. It stacks up well here. She's on the limit weight. I think she'll win. Truly Discreet is very underrated, as Mark said, often because she's had bad luck. But Luke Curry, good draw, really good trial recently. I think she's the danger. Tulip, the query has to be the 1,400 metres. She ran really well last start, but she's just got to run the trip. And I put in Hector Pascal. She was in a set weights race last start, back to a handicap here. Could be an improver at a price, but be playing the race around 9 and 12. 9, 12, 1, 2.
Matt Hill likes 7 Istria here to beat 14, 10 and 1. 7, 14, 10 and 1 for Matt in race number 4. Race 5, this is the grassroots for Mirabelle over the 1,100 down the side in one bend.
And in this race here, we start with Heart of a Lion as a $34 chance. Bonds Away at 8, Batterhoff at $13, Rock and Gold at 51, Captain Punch 650, Man from Uncle 26, YPO favourite $3.60, Bandipur 14, Spending to Win 14, Runson 41, Marsupial 950, Brian, he's there as a $16 chance, Labuan Star is out, Oberland at 13, Vainstream is out, and Eduardo at $7. Strong betting race this. Very little separates two out of the market here. Brian, who's a popular horse all the time he races, and Bonds Away. Next pick would be Spending to Win. Then you go Oberland, Eduardo, YPO, Captain Punch, and there's another three that there's been good money for.
All right, Captain Punch back from Darwin, where it won the Palmerston, so it's back on a grass track today. How do you see it, Dean?
Andrew, I just think Spending to Win's big odds here. He's a very consistent horse, as Sydney punters know. 18 starts, he's been in the top three 16 times, and I just thought his recent trials have been good. I think the Snowdens have got a great handle on the sprint form here. We saw that with Dothraki last week, and happy to back him at around $14 to beat YPO, who I think's well placed here, back on the minimum weight in a handicap. We'll give a good sight. Bonds Away. I reckon last preparation he just got away from the stable a bit. He was over racing and getting it wrong, and I think they've worked hard looking at these recent trials to get him to settle and run home, and Mark Zara is the right jockey to do that. And if he gets back into that pattern, and he did beat Brave Smash here, I think he's in the mix. And 11 Marsupial trialled up okay, but I thought 9 was big odds here. 9, 7, 2, 11.
Yeah, number 9 for me too, Spending to Win. As Dean said, just never ever runs badly. It's trialled terrific. It's got a great barrier draw. A lot of the speeds from the middle out, so I would think Regan Bayless parks just behind them, gets the absolute run of the race, produces at the right time, and got a terrific each-way chance to beat number 2, Bonds Away. Looks to have come back in really good order by the trials. I think the good speed will suit it. I put number 14, Oberland, in for third from a better barrier draw this time, and 8, Vanderpur. Had a wide gate, which cost it last time. It's got a wide gate again, but can follow YPO across. Just needs an ounce of luck, and it will be in the finish. 9, 2, 14, and 8.
Did Did Bandipur go, I'm going off memory, I spoke with James Cummings, I think, earlier in the week. Did Bandipur go in the Osborne Bulls jump out, Dean, last Friday week?
I think he did, Mark, I think.
I know he tried. I'm not sure.
Something triggers that James produced Bandipur in the interview, saying that he expected it to run well today following that jump out. 8 Bandipur is Matt Hill's tip to beat 7, 11 and 6. 8, 7, 11 and 6 in race number 5. Race 6, this is a new race, Dean, isn't it? Just before we hear the market, named in honour of a great trainer.
Yeah, well, it's just the way it sets up. It's 3 weeks out now from the 1,000 Guineas. In recent years, it's been a fantastic guide. I think Aloisia came through it last year, and Atlantic Jewel won it in recent years, and so it's got an upgrade to listed status, and hence it got a name change, and it's now the Jim Maloney Stakes.
Yeah, Jim Maloney, a legendary trainer. Glenn, and take us through the market here.
Yeah, this is for Pinchapoo. If you're wondering what Pinchapoo is, it's a charitable organisation where, you know, when you go away and you go in the motel room, and 99 times out of 100 you knock off the soap and the shampoo and the toothpaste and all that sort of stuff. Well, what
you
they
knock
do,
off
they
the
ask.
Shampoo, do you?
Well, there's no point. I don't even have to open it. Well done. Thank
very
you.
Very
yeah.
well.
So what they do is they ask you to do those sort of things, and then when you get home after a trip or whatever, you bundle it up and you donate it, and they then hand that out to, you know, homeless people and people down on, you know, so it's a charitable organisation helping those people out with those sort of things that, you know, 99 times out of 100 people just look at in the hotel rooms and, you know, use half of them and throw them out or whatever. So interesting point that they use there. That's what Pinchapoo is, if you're wondering what that the charity is.
And Snowy Clark is very much a part of it, the group, and we certainly wish them all the very best in what they do. And Aquas were very keen to sponsor this race as well, wanting to be a part of the charity work that Pinchapoo does. All right, the market here, Glenn.
Yeah, we've got Granny Red Shoes as a $26 chance, Kinky Boom at $31, Crone at $10, Mystic Journey at $14, Spanish Whisper, $4.60, equal favourite. Gongs at $26, Assertive Play at $5, and Jana, $4.60, equal favourite. Regine is at $5, Tahitian Dancer $41, Illuminate $41. Scratch the next three, go down to number 15, Ribera, not the one at the Swallow, at $34, Metronome at $51, Striker Queen is out, and Cross Legend is a $16 chance. Cardinay, Ronnie's favourite drink, is a scratching the bottom one. Most popular runner here is Spanish Whisper, as much as $6.50, got to $8.50, $5.50 into $4.60 this morning. Second pick is Anjana. It's gone $3.90, $4.80, $4.60, $4.40, back to $4.60. And then a long gap to, well, now the top two, Granny Red Shoes, Kinky Boom, and actually Crone, next pick.
Okay, Mark, who wins the Jim Maloney?
I'm with the Sydney horse, horse number 9, Regine. I just think it's got a little fitness edge on the Victorians, and it's certainly got a great barrier draw in its advantage. It'll pop down to the rails. It'll just need luck to get clear, be off the tiring leaders back at the right time. If those breaks come, it's going to be very hard to beat. To beat number 8, Anjana, I think she's the best filly going forward. She was terrific first up. D-Lane takes over. She'll run great, but I'm sure she'll have improvement in her. 7, Assertive Play was fantastic at the Valley. I'm just not sure how it wins from that barrier. And 4, Mystic Journey, who was super last time over 1,200. It should relish the 1,400 metres. It's not without some hope. 9, 8, 7 and 4.
Yeah, same exacta for me. I like Regine. I think she's come up really well. I loved her strength through the line last start. And Mark's outlined the case. He's just got to get off the back of probably the likely leader, a Tahitian Dancer or something like that, on straightening. And I think she'll be hard to beat. Anjana's a beauty. She's strengthened up enormously from that winter campaign. She ran really well from a wide draw, got back and ran home strongly. Crone, likewise, looked really well and ran a good race first up. Fitter, number 3, and Assertive Play, as Mark said. I don't know how it wins from the draw, where it'll be in the run, but she is a good filly. But, I like 9 and 8 here, 9, 8, 3, 7.
Matt Hill thinks she can Assertive Play on top, number 7, to beat 14, 8 and 1. I'll just check that numbers. Did Golden Halo come out?
Yes.
Yeah, so I just want to go back and check Matt Hill's numbers there. He sent me
one there with an extra number, so that was the reason. So number 14 comes out.
Yep.
It's 7, 8, 1 and 9. 7, 8, 1 and 9 in race 6.
You get a good guide there, boys. Ray Janae with Quackerjack going around in the first race here at Rose Hill, who had absolutely zero luck in that Ray Janae race the other day.
Righto. Yeah. The Naturalism, now known as the Melbourne Racing Club Foundation Cup. Tabcorp certainly getting behind this race as well, Glenn.
Yeah, I think 2% of turnover or 2% of...
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, 2% of turnover going to the charitable today. So we've got Folkswood. Charlie Appleby's back in town, and it's a $5 chance. Red Cardinal at 61. Ventura Storm, 23. Mighty Boss, 51. Our Venice Beach at 8. Venga Mask at 51. Sir Charles Road, 23. Zakata, 81. Mega Blast at 34. Night's Watch, dominant favourite here, $2.70. Rising Red at 16, Divine Unicorn for Matty Dunn at 14, High Am 15, Spanish Reef 19, Northwest Passage for Humphalada and the team there at 26, and Odeon is an $11 chance, scratch the bottom four. Well, easily the best supported runner here is Night's Watch, even this morning, 3 into $2.70, after as much as $3.50 was bet about it. A very, very long way away, second pick is High Am, who's been 17 to 15, not a great deal of movement. And then you go back to the toppy in Folkswood, who's been 6 to 5.
Who gets in the race into the Caulfield Cup, Dean?
I do think it'll be Night's Watch, Andrew. He's getting into a price that's very cramped, but he was very good winning here two starts back. He probably should have won last start. He's unbeaten at Caulfield. He's won at 2,000 metres. He just fits the profile. I think he's the right horse to win and go forward into the... Caulfield Cup. I think Our Venice Beach is the danger. I thought he looked fantastic at Moonee Valley. He ran well. He's had a month to improve. He'll get a great run from the draw with a good rider aboard. Odeon has just been steadily building and the draw helps him enormously. He's a chance. And Folkswood, he's virtually already in the Caulfield Cup field if they go down that path, but he's just a good horse. He's got an awkward draw, but I'll be putting him in. But it's a case of it's either Night's Watch or I'm not sure. 10-5-16-1.
I'll just reverse the Quinella there. I like number 5, Our Venice Beach. I thought it was terrific chasing trap for fools at the Valley. Month to get fit for this. Gets a beautiful run behind. Good speed here. Going to be very strong at 2,000 metres. And I don't think can miss each way to beat number 10, Night's Watch. Just misses the start every time, Night's Watch. And that's what cost it last time at the Valley. And it can be an awkward spot here. It's 1 over 2,000. Just want to see it run a really strong 2,000, though. Third pick, number 1, Folkswood. Drawn wide, but a good horse. And 3, Ventura Storm. Poking through inside was a good run fresh. 5 each way from 10, 1 and 3.
Matt Hill likes Night's Watch number 10 to beat 7, 1 and 3. 10, 7, 1 and 3 in race 7. The big group one of the day, Glenn, the Sir Rupert Clark Stakes.
Yes, so we start with Jungle Cat here, another of Charlie Appleby's runners, and it's an $11 chance. Home of the Brave at $3.80 and favourite. Showtime at 19. Osborne Bulls and his Group 1 debut, he's a $6 chance. Lightning in My Veins at 23. Widgie Turf is out. Hell of a Streak, 23. Land of Plenty, 6.50. Sovereign Nation, 23. Dollar for Dollar, 19. Fastnet Tempest, 34. Mr. Sneaky, 21. Oregon's Day at 10. Miss Gunpowder, 51. Peaceful State, 9.50. Holy Snow is a $19 chance and put the line through the bottom three emergencies. Well, Osborne Bulls, he's a very, very popular runner with our customers. He's easily the best supported runner here, although 5 originally, 6.50 into 6 so far today. Second pick would be Home of the Brave, and he's gone 4.80, got into as short as 3.70, back to 3.80. Third pick would be Peaceful State, offers a high of 10, 9.50 already today. And then the fourth pick would be not much between Oregon's Day, Jungle Cat, and Land of Plenty.
Okay, Dean, I'll come to you for your thoughts on the race first. How does it set up with pace over the 1,400?
Andrew, with the with Aussie Choice not getting in, I thought he was probably the leader. But you've got Showtime, Hell Over Street, Miss Gunpowder, Home of the Brave, Dollar for Dollar out wide. They've all got good tactical speed. So, yeah, they eventually jump onto a turn there. So they're going to have to commit pretty quickly, I would imagine.
Okay, who do you put on top?
I'm going with Peaceful State. He's going to need a bit of luck from the draw, and that's often the case in this race. The wide draws have a quite a good record in this race for whatever reason, and I just think he's the right profile sort of horse. Nearly won a Group 1 as a 3-year-old but didn't, behind Grunt. Ran well first up, and all of a sudden he's got 52. Yendel won the race last year on Santa Ana Lane. I like Peaceful State as much as anything, but all through that form line, Land of Plenty, who beat him at Moonee Valley, has got a great chance, awkward draw. Osborne Bulls, who missed the run at Moonee Valley but has trialled since, beat Land of Plenty, so they all tie in together, and Home of the Brave down from back to Melbourne after his Ori Star run and then winning the Theo Marks. He's got to be respected, but there's a few others with lightweight chances, but I'm with Peaceful State. 15, 8, 4 and 2.
Yeah, I've got the same four numbers. I'm just going for number 2, Home of the Brave. I think he's flying for James Cummings. I hope a couple of potential pests has been mentioned, but I'm hoping that the horse can find the top, get into its rhythm, and Caulfield 1,400 metres just keep running to beat number 15, Peaceful State. He's a beauty. He'll get out the back. He'll probably be better in the Toorak, but look for him to be steaming. 8, Land of Plenty, going really well. Got the wide gate to overcome. And 4, Osborne Bulls, who's a beauty. Just had that little setback, but has trialled well. And, yes, it was against Bandy Perhos. 2, 15, 8 and 4.
For Matt Hill, 2 on top, Home of the Brave, to beat 15, Peaceful State, 1 Jungle Cat and 12 Mr. Sneaky. 2.15, 1 and 12 in the Rupert Clark at 10 to 5. The last here, what's happening in the market at Caulfield?
Okay, let's have a look at this last race, Andrew, as I click back on it. We get to Global Glamour's back at the races today, and it's a $4.60 chance. Elikazoom is at $4.40, and that price makes it favourite only just. Prussian Vixen, 51. Life on the Wire at 15. Carnival at 51. Furyk at 17. I'm Excited for David Pfeiffer at $4.60. Epidemic, 9.50. Silfeed at 26. Winter Bride at 10. Creativity at 31, Princess of Queens is a scratching, Leather and Lace 11, and Platinum Angel is a $41 chance. Good betting race this. Most popular runners, Elikazoom, 5.460, went up 4.20 this morning, back to 4.40. Second pick is I'm Excited, who went up 5.50, open 4.40 this morning, has gone back to 4.60. Next pick is Global Glamour, who's been 4 out to 5, back to 4.60. And the next pick, you've got to go right down the bottom, Leather and Lace and Platinum Angel.
Okay, Mark, how do you like the last?
Oh, I like number 2, Elikazoom. I thought it was just an enormous win there first up at Caulfield. There looks like good speed in this race. Should be fitter for that run to beat number 7, I Am Excited. Come through the same race, had every chance. He'll get a beautiful run behind him and come out challenge. Number 1, Global Glamour. She's a ripper mare, had the 2 trials into this. And 10, Winter Bride's a really nice horse from Queensland. Got a terrible gate for where it wants to get to in the run, but any luck, it won't be far away. 2, 7, 1, and 10.
Yeah, similar. I'm going with Global Glamour. I just think at some stage of this race, she'll get a good separation on a couple of these. She'll be in the first 3 or 4. She's had the 2 trials. She's Group 1 class. She's won at Caulfield. I'm going to go with her to beat Elikazoom, who got the clear air and really impressive last start. I just wonder if having the likes of Platinum Angel, Epidemic, Winter Bride all drawn outside, or whether she can get to that outside and get clear air at the right time. If she does, she's a winning chance again because she was outstanding first up. And really, she didn't look like a winner in the mounting yard, so she'll have only improved. I'm Excited through the same race. I think will run well. And another one that wasn't ready first up, Leather and Lace, I think she can improve sharply and is next best. 1, 2, 7 and 13.
Matt Hill likes 2, Elikazoom, to beat 7, 1 and 13. 2, 7, 1 and 13 in the last. Matt's best was race 2, number 8, Lucky for All. What about you, Mark?
Oh, written by is the best horse, but it's too short, so we'll look for some value. We'll go race 7, number 5, Our Venice Beach, and race 9, number 2, Elikazoom.
7.5 and 9.2 are the ones for Mark. Hope it's a winning day. Thanks a lot, Mark.
Thank you.
Mark Hunter there. What about you, Dean?
I like Shakura as the best, Andrew. Race 4, number 9. And even though it's the open, most open race of the day, I think Land of Plenty each way will... Peaceful State will run well at each way odds. Race 8, number 15.
Race 8, number 15 each way. Good on you, Dean. We'll hear from you right through the day there at Caulfield.
Thank you, Andrew.
Good on you, Dean. Lester there. Oh, Dean?
Yes, Andrew.
Did you have anything else in mind?
Let's go to Adelaide again. It's been a happy hunting ground in recent weeks.
Yeah.
Right, you've got
Larry going?
Yeah. Larry, he never stops.
Go to race 8.
Race 8 at Mortaville?
Yep, number 4, Free Hearted.
Race 8, number 4, Mortaville. There's Morfettville. Race 8.
Three-hearted. Race 8, number 4.
$2.60 for us.
Yeah. For you, yeah, $2.60. He's the most popular runner in the race. There's been not much for it today, but he's been averaged
out. Well, there will
be now. Yeah, there will be now. He's been averaged out with the scratchings taken out. He's been averaged out at $2.61, so he's been around that mark anyway.
Okay, free-hearted race 8, number 4. And I should ask you, Eta James runs up here, Dean, in the JRA Trophy. Without putting you on the spot, what do you think at 2,400 metres for this horse?
I've had this chat before, Andrew. Eta James?
Yeah. Eta James, yeah, sorry, we have.
I think she's got a great chance. She hasn't quite been ready in her two runs this time in. She goes to 2,400, which suits. I don't know about what's the speed like in the race, but she loves to just roll forward, and they haven't done that with her yet. And I think they do that today, probably her and Sis Montaigne, I suppose, and she'll be handy. I think she'll run really well. She's a good mare. I think she's certainly the pick of the Melbourne horses in that race. Cassinda Wynn, Miss Admiration, also in that race, but I did like Eta James of the Melbourne horses there.
Eta James, race 4, number 3. Good on you, Dean. Thanks, mate.
Thank you, Andrew.
Dean Lester looking at Caulfield and a couple of others. What are you going to leave us with, Glenn, just briefly?
Jockey's Challenge, Andrew. We might as well dovetail on the back of Caulfield with the Jockey's Challenge there. Damien Lane, the 250 favourite over Mark Zara, 260. Craig Williams, 7. Regan Bayless, 10. Jordan Childs and any other jockey, 15. John Allen, 23. Stephen Baster, 34. At Rose Hill for DeBordley Wines Golden Rose Day, James McDonald, the 370 favourite over Huey Bowman, 440. Kieran McAvoy and Brent Navdala, 7 a pair. Jason Collett, 750. Timmy Clark and any other jockey, 9 a pair. And the most popular option at the moment is any other jockey. Tommy Berry at 10. The Sunny Coast coming up with Maxi. Jeff Lloyd, 115 over Jimmy Byrne. And then Kembla, Mitchell Bell, 180 favourite over Josh Adams. A big happy birthday, speaking of Kembla, to John Fletcher, a life member of the Illawarra Turf Club down there. And no doubt there'll be plenty of cakes. If my mother's got anything to do with any celebrations in the committee room at Kembla, there'll be plenty of cakes. For John, congratulations to you. Happy birthday, mate.
Yeah, happy birthday, John, for sure, from all of us. All right, Glenn, we'll hear from you through the day. Thanks a lot, mate.
See you, mate.
Glenn Munsey from TAB will take a break, and then it will be the Sunshine Coast.
Sutton City is now the home of Sydney's newest Mitsubishi dealership. Shop the entire range of Mitsubishi vehicles at Sutton City. And this month, Mitsubishi is in runout. So if you're in the market for a Mitsubishi, we have ripper deals with free fuel cards and 1.9% finance on selected models. We have plenty of on-site parking, and you will find Sutton City on Link Road, Bentland, just off Southern Cross Drive. So come on down and meet the team at Sutton City Mitsubishi. SuttonCityMitsubishi.com.au.
Conditions apply. MD14314.
Whether you're thinking of backing in the Golden Rose, TAB's got you covered with a $750,000 projected first ball pool. That's right, $750,000 on the Golden Rose Stakes at Rose Hill this Saturday. Don't miss a minute of the action and watch every race live on the TAB app. With more Sky Racing than any other app, including Sky One, Sky Two and Sky Thoroughbred Central. Who are you backing this spring? TAB. Download the app and visit your local. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
Big League Magazine is your must-have guide for every weekend of NRL in the run to the 2018 finals. There's latest club news, expert analysis, in-depth features and statistics, and exclusive columns from the game's biggest stars, and something for even the youngest rugby league fans. Big League is your most trusted source of rugby league information, and after 99 years, we're still the only place to find official team lists for every grade. Grab this week's copy of Big League Magazine, on sale now at news agencies, supermarkets and NRL games.
The Sydney Sun puts on a show to open the Everest Carnival, and they're off. Hot out of the gates is Winner of Discontent, quickly leaving boredom behind. What shall we do this weekend? Stonks to the lead. Fancy the races a second. And down the outside is Get Off the Couch. A last dash by What Shall I Wear? And here comes Spring. Spring out of nowhere wins by nose.
Escape to Sydney's Everest Carnival. World-class racing, live music and entertainment from September 8 to October 13. Tickets from $10. Pre-book to save at theraces.com.au.
Hunter's Postmortem Talks Racing, Monday morning at 9.
Sunshine Coast in Queensland, the feature program, a good four, Penno 6.36 in the rails, true. Race 1 clear, race 2, take out 4, 10, 11 and 12. Race 3, 1, 5, 8, 12 and 13. The 4th, 9 and 12,
Race 5, number 10. Race 6, takeout, number 14. Race 7, 1 and 10. Race 8, 6 and 11. And race 9, 4, 7, 11, 12 and 14. Three jockeys. Race 6, number 2 is Tegan Harrison. 6-2, Tegan Harrison. 8-15 is Sky Bogenhuber. Rate 8-15. And 9-5, Monto, is James Orman. 9-5, James Orman. Michael Maxworthy, good morning.
Good morning to you, Andrew. When we race on a Saturday at the Sunny Coast, it's usually a semi-twilight card because they can utilise the lights. So the last couple of races will be run under lights. The first at 12:57 Eastern and the last at a minute past six.
And in that first race, we've got joint favourites at the moment. The 4 and the 7, Monaco Snob and Pegapus, both at $3.10 over 2 Pinch Passion at $5.50.
Yeah, not a huge fan of these middle distance races, but I'm keen on this one in the opening event on the card. I think the market has got a pretty right, although I'd had Monaco Snob slightly ahead of Pegapus rather than equal favourites. I just think that he's still on an upward spiral, Monaco Snob. He's won his last two. In fact, his last three races have been very good over this trip, 2,200 metres. He gets back in the field, whereas Pegapush, he'll be out on the lead, making her own luck in the first two or three. He'll be giving them a start, but only a smallish field of seven. Now, I think he'll get to the crown of the track and win again, make it three on the trot. So for Monaco Snob to beat number seven, Pegapush, he was good last start on the Willembar Cup day in a 66-rated race, but she drops about 4.5 kilos on that win. Then I'm throwing in one colour of money and six Antigone. 4 and 7, the top two, clearly, from 1 and 6.
Okay, to race number two, Chris Munster's runner here for Jeff Lloyd. The 6 is the favourite at 2.30. Intrinsic, number 9, Chris Lees has got that now, that base that they're building on at the Gold Coast, about 25 horses there. They're looking at having... with Mel Eccleston looking after the stable. It's second pick at $3.80, and Herschel's number one at $4.20.
A fair bit of New South Wales interest here. You mentioned Chris Munts. He's only had Smarty Pie for two starts, and she's been very good. She's owned by the Werrett and the Whitbys. And she overcame difficulties over 900 metres to score, and then Chris stepped her up to 1,200, and she was super at Ipswich last start. It was only a moderate fillies and mare 65. The little disappointment was she wanted to lay in badly in the straight, but once Jeff Lloyd was able to straighten her up late, she flew through the line. She was so dominant, and I'm thinking the bigger stretches and up to the 1,200 metres on the bigger track today is what she's looking for, Smarty Pie. We haven't got to the bottom of her yet, so I like her a lot. To beat number 9 Intrinsic, Chris Lee's runner, he said that she showed a lot of promise as a young horse, and then there were a few little issues, but he believes she's getting back to that promise, so we're going to throw her in from the good gate. Then one Herschel, who'll race in the first three, and she likes it here at the Sunny Coast. And then number 2, Seductive Dream. He misses his form a little bit, but he does like it here at home. But 6, Smarty Pie, one of the better bets on the card to beat 9, 1 and 2.
Race number 3 from within here, off its last couple of wins, the shorty at $1.35, number 9. 7, Mogador out at $6, and number 3, Parley Vu, is at $10.
Look, she'll probably win from within. She's back from the 1,200 to the 1,000, drawn out a little bit, but there's not a lot of speed here. One of the speed runners in Stellar Power has come out, so she should be able to get away with it. Having said that, I'm going to go with my original selection of number 7, Mogador, who's so well placed in this Class 3 plate. I know it's been 3 years since he's won a race, but if you have a look at his form, he ran third in the Healy Stakes one day and ran third at Randwick, not beaten far behind, coming through. He's been fourth in a Ramorny. And here he is in a set weight Class 3 on the minimum weight, 55.5. And he trialled quite well at the Gold Coast about 2 weeks ago. So I'm just thinking a field of 8 lining up here, at about $6. We can play him each way, and I'd be very surprised if this is the place. So we'll go with a little bit of an upset here, 7, Mogador, to beat number 9 from within. The only slight negative is the 1,200 back to the 1,000. Everything else is tick, tick, tick with her. Then 3, Parley Vu, and 6, Wernpa. 7, 9, 3 and 6.
Race number four, Defence Missile here. Number one's the favourite at $3.20. Gets a claim for Taylor Marshall. Five, Racecourse Road at $4.20. And Shamut there, number two, the next best at $5. Along with Pizzoni, it's also at $5, number eight.
Yeah, I reckon there's four or five genuine winning hopes here. It's a very, very good three-year-old contest, this one. And, gee, Defence Missile's got the right form. He came from the outside gate, won by five at Doomben. But his last three starts have been over the 1,200. He's back to the 1,000 here, and there's a few other sharp horses on the way up that are opposing him. A couple from Tony Gollan's stable in Shamurti, you mentioned, and also Pizzoni. Both of these horses trialled on Tuesday. So I think Jimmy Byrne, who rode them, had in the back of his mind they were running today 5 days later, so they had a very easy trial, but both of them looked terrific with Jimmy swinging off them. And I was really taken with the trial of Pizzoni, number eight. Now, he's a winner here. He won his first start this track at distance. And I think the future looks pretty bright. So we'll go with him, eight, Pizzoni, for Tony Gollan and Jeff Lloyd. To be number one, Defence Missile, he's certainly the measuring stick. Then number five, Racecourse Road. He was only touched off a fortnight ago this track and distance on the Saturday main meeting. Just beat the Worcester by Spending My Time. Got a better gate today, Racecourse Road. And then Shamurt, Gollan's filly, she's got a bit of an awkward gate to contend with. So 8, 1, 5 and 2, and there are other chances for sure.
Okay, race 5, we've got the shorty here, Del Cello, off its last start. Impressive win, number 1. It's at $2 at tab fixed odds. 2 at High Iron Back is at 7, along with number 4, Prompt Return.
Yeah, we haven't seen him for a month since that all-the-way win at the Gold Coast. Chris Leans likes to race him every fortnight, this fellow, and he had him entered 2 weeks ago at the Sunny Coast, and it just looked a bit tasked. I know there are a lot of people ready to lay him because he drew the outside gate with 59 kilos and a few other up-and-comers drawn better with a lighter weight. So I think Chris wisely scratched him. He gave him a trial. He was good in that trial, and he's ready to go to the races again today, and I think he'll justify his short price around the 210, 220 Del Cello. I think he's just superior to the opposition. To beat number two, a High Iron Back. This guy usually draws bad, but today comes out at a pretty good gate for him. He's pretty good fresh, and he did look good in a recent trial at the Gold Coast. Putting number eight in Misery. Now, he's up in grade here, but he has won 7 of 18, and he's a three-time winner this track and distance with no weight on his back. And then number four, Prompt Return. But he likes good ground, and he'll get that today. Del Cielo, though, the superior Gallagher, number one, from 2, 8 and 4.
To race number six at the Sunny Coast, number eight, Jack's Bar, another there for Chris Lees, $3.50 in favourite. Six, Capital Connection at $3.90. And Divine Dice, number two, the next one at $4.20. Those three dominate the market at the moment.
Yeah, Divine Dice from that outside gate will be started up, so I guess it depends on how much gas he uses. And Masterati here will probably kick up from an inside draw, and Mr. Sphinx will be there as well. So there should be a nice tempo here for Jeff Lloyd on the favourite Jack's Bar to tuck in behind the leaders, like he did last start at Newcastle. At Newcastle, he was third, fourth, brought into the outside, and when he put the foot down at the 200, he went on and scored quite well. This is not an overly strong race. This male's no met win, so I think it all adds up to him being hard to beat, Jack's Bar. To beat number six, Capital Connection, his only unplaced run in eight starts was last time when they stepped into 1350, and I think the consensus of opinion is he didn't see it out, so he's back to 1200, and this is very achievable for Capital Connection. And a couple at a price that I'm sure will run well around the $30 mark, the three Drumbeats Choice and the four Ride on a Big Jet Plane. 8, 6 principally, and then 3 and 4.
Righto, to race 7, an open handicap over the 1,400. Zumbelina, number 3 for Chris Wallace, the favourite at $2.50 at the moment at tab fixed odds. Number 7, Apollo Boom at $4.80. 9, Time to Talk at $6.50. And Stella Ombre is there, number 5, next best at $7.50.
Speed looks good. All Night Saint, Belle Burgess, and to a lesser extent, Stella Ombre. Now, I'm hoping that they do run along and Jeff Lloyd can get in on Zumbelina, because she's got a bit of a nasty gate number 11, but she's in great form. She's had three runs back out of Chris's satellite stable at the coast, and she's been progressing all the time. Although she had the world's best run at Durban a fortnight ago, she dashed away from the opposition. In fact, there's three or four that were languishing behind her that are lining up against her today. So luck in running is crucial with her. If she gets any sort of luck, I think she'll beat them again. Seven Apollo Boom, trained by Ben Curry. Now, he's on a seven-day backup. He ran fourth behind Nothing Box at Doomben last Saturday, and he had no luck coming towards the Ben Nothing Box in front of him, sort of come out under his neck, and he had to take hold for a stride or two, put him off balance, but he got going again late, finishing strongly. So I think Apollo Boom's the danger here to Zumbalina, and I know Apollo Boom's going to get the run of the race from the gate with a big pull in the handicaps. Then number nine, Time to Talk, and five, Stella Ombra, will be up on the pace all the way. Three, though, from seven, nine, and five.
The second last is race eight. Tony Gollan's got the favourite, number nine, Dream Kisses, currently at $3.20. Impasse, number eight, at $4.40. And number four, Bold Shot, the next one, $6.50.
Yeah, I'm all over Bold Shot here. Tab went up $17 with him on Wednesday. And a little like Zumbalina, a touch of luck is going to take him a long way. He'll settle back in the field, but he can finish brilliantly like he did last start. His sectionals were super in a very similar race to this about a month ago. Now, since then, I think Garner Taylor, the trainer, has spotted this race. So he hasn't raced him elsewhere since. He's given him a recent trial, and he looked terrific in that trial. So any luck at all, I reckon he'll win Bold Shot. To beat number eight, Impasse, for Chris Waller. I think he's back in competition against this grade compared to Sydney. Then I've got nine, Dream Kisses, in. She's only won two of 19. She's a little bit of a chaser, Dream Kisses. And then number three, Mediterranean, gets the lovely run from the good gate for Dunn and Lloyd. Four, though, each way all day, Bold Shot, 8, 9, 3.
The last here, number eight, Gold Ambition's the favourite at $4.60. In fact, joint favourite with two others. So eight, Gold Ambition, nine, Symphonic Dancer, and 15, Miss Miar, all at $4.60. And Rock for the Ladies, number six, is not far behind. Up there for Claire Cunningham, it's at $5, Maxie.
Yeah, no surprise for me. I've got those four horses that you mentioned. It's a tricky race, this last field of 10, and there's going to be some big betting on it going off just after 6 o'clock tonight. I'm with the 8, 9, 15, and 6. I've always had a lot of time for Gold Ambition. Since arriving at the Gold Coast, his form this time around for Michael Costa has been super. Last start, he had a wide gate, 60 kilos, and he continued to run on strongly at Doomben. He drops 4 kilos and big stretches, the mile of the sunny coast. It all adds up to him for mine. So I'm with the 80 Gold Ambition. Over 9 Symphonic Dancers. Symphonic Dancers finished slightly ahead of Gold Ambition, but at the weight today, Gold Ambition's a lot better off than Symphonic Dancer. So 8 to beat 9, then 15 Miss Meow. She was good last start, gunning down I Am Impinge, who bounced back to win at Doomben on Wednesday. So the form around this local mare, very good. And then Rock for the Ladies, who was good last start, second up, running on strongly in a harder race than this. 8, 9, 15 and 6.
Okay, there, the tips for each race. You were keen about race 2?
Yeah, number six, Smarty Pie, so 2-6. I think Galcello will win 5-1. And that one that they've backed ever since Wednesday, 8-4 Bold Shot. I'd be throwing him in all the multiples in that race eight on the card today.
Okay, race eight, number four. All right, enjoy your day there on the Sunshine Coast. Thanks a lot, Michael.
Okay, thank you, Andrew.
Michael Maxworthy looking there. Let's go to Kembla Grange. Fine and a good three, the rail at 6 metres. The same as Tuesday. It come through Tuesday's meeting fine. Races 1 and 2 are clear. The third, number 10. Race 4, take out 2 and 8. Race 5, 2, 3, 4 and 13. Race 6, 2, 5, 7 and 9. Race 7, 7, 9 and 12. And race 8, 3, 7 and 10. Wayne Harris, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Andrew?
Very well, Wayne. How's your confidence around Kembla today?
Probably not the strongest meeting we've seen, but as usual, we're getting the good support from all the top trainers, all the good jockeys are riding here, and eight race program, I think it's very, very competitive.
All right, let's have a look at them. The first race at 12:34. Number one, Ilwendo's the favourite, $1.85 for Matt Smith. For Darley's Choice, number three, at $2.50. They're the main ones in this market, the one and the three.
They should fight out, Andrew. I don't like taking short odds for a horse that hasn't run for 5 weeks, but he's very astute trainer, Matty Smith, as we know. He did have a trial in between that last run when he ran a very good placing there at Canterbury. He's only very lightly raced from Germany, this bloke, and he can stay, apparently. Won at Munich over 2,200, and I've got to put him on top. Fidel A's choice has got to be the second choice here. Good last out winner. She was allowed to dictate out in front there at Gosford, and she just bolted in. That was on a soft track, but a run on a good track at Newcastle before, that was quite good. Of the others, Robbie and Luke Price got a couple here. I thought number six, Plea Bargain, was the best of theirs. Been placed this past couple of starts. It's around the money. And the other one, Spiros, number four, was third at Goulburn last start and dropping back a touch in grade here, but it needed to do its best. 1, 3, 6, and 4.
Race 2, a class 1 over the 1,200. Godolphin have got the favourite Watchdog, number 1, at $2 at tab fixed. 2 Esteem Spirit at $5. And 7 Zardoro at $6.
He's a horse we haven't really seen up here in New South Wales. He's a former Victorian horse from the Godolphin team there. His form down there around the provincials and the country area was very, very consistent. Now, he's come up to the Sydney stable. He's trialled on a couple of occasions. Well, they're good enough trials too. So, got the inside draw and Jeff Penzer to ride. Lots to like about him. You've got to put him on top. I thought the danger had come from wondering a bit of odds here, number 5, Mandalong Emperor. He was very impressive when he dropped back to provincial grade last start. All his other runs are in city class races, and he's come from back in the field and really attacked the line. Might be a nice horse in the making from Gary Nixon stable in the stable, having a bit of a run at the moment. Of the others, number 2, Esteem Spirit. He's a horse that I like from the Markwell camp, obviously trained here on the track. He did a lot in one preparation. I think he's only had the place once in a very strong race here, Ron Lightning Nick, before having that break. I think it's about 34 days since he's had a run, but he would have had a jump out of something, and don't be at all surprised if he won the race. He's got a little bit of ability to spoke. And the other one I've thrown in is number 7, Zadoro. Just mixed his form a little bit, but on his best form, he's a player in the race. 1, 5, 2, and 7.
Race 3, the Jeff Penzer Maiden, and Shinju number 9 is the favourite here at $1.55 with tab. La Casa Maria Rosa, scratch for another race to run here, number 4 at $7, and 7 Farron for at 8, but they're all over Shinju.
Should win, Andrew. It's going to be very, very short. It's the best of the day, but gee, I hope they get it out to sort of at least somewhere near even money. It's got a good draw. Looking at its form, it's always been around the money, and it's 2 runs this time in. It ran a very, very good third here at Kembla, first up behind Regine. We know what Regine's gone on to do. Then it was only in a 6-horse race at Wyong the other day, and you couldn't believe it should have won there, running third, and it looked like it was just going to win all the way and just couldn't get a crack at them. So I think it's got to win the race. I was trying the Godolphin filly in Mimi. It only went around once, but it was in that behind Frankly Awesome there at Newcastle, and I should have finished a lot closer. I never saw clear running. Looks to be a slow learner from the Godolphin camp, and I've got it in the placings there. Of the others, I thought couple of good stables here. Number 6, California Laystar from the Snowden camp. He's trialled nice enough coming into this. He's only ever had the one career run, and that was back in May, and he ran last there at Warwick Farm. But his trials have been okay. Don't be surprised he runs well. And number 7, Farron Four, having its first run for the O'Shea camp, formerly with Waterhouse and Bott. Did win a recent trial. And its only start was at Wyong, and nothing seemed to go right for it back there. So just watch the market with a couple of those, Andrew. But for me, 9, 11, 6, and 7. And there's another chance to race La Casa Maria Rosa. I've left it out. Yeah. So 9, 11, 6, and 7.
Righto, to race 4 of fillies and mares. Imperatuso, number 6, the favourite at 230. 1 Feathers there at 270. And again, they are the two that dominate the market.
Yeah, they should find it out. Andrew, I went the other way. I went with number 1 Feather. I've got 1, 6, 9, and 11. Feather looked a bit unlucky on debut out of Bathurst. You don't see the Hawks camp taking horses that far bush, but he might be a bit of a slow learner. Then he ran 4th in that Frankly Awesome race at Newcastle. A couple of these to go around in the same race. And I thought, raced in restricted room in the straight and probably should have finished a bit closer. Should have been in the placings there. So being a slow learner, if he clicks here today, Kobe Jennings to ride. I've got him on top just to beat Impetuoso. It's never been in a placings in his 4 career runs, but they've all been in very, very good races, good maidens. So didn't have real luck first up there at Newcastle. It's another one that should have finished probably in the placings there. So I've got it as the main danger. Then we go down to number 9, Just Prudence. One of a bit of odds from the Jason Coyle camp. Never got sighted on debut there at Nowra. I didn't mind its trials before that. It worked home quite late there at Nowra. So I think on the bigger track and with the race experience, I've got to throw it in the numbers. And the other one I've thrown in is number 11, Romantic Whisper. Probably not the best horse in the Waterhouse Quite Stable, but it trials really well all the time. And then its race starts have been a bit ordinary. But the blinkers go on again here today, expected to race up in speed and hopefully run respectable race. 1, 6, 9, and 11.
Race 5, number 5, Thor's Thunder, the favourite here playing on the home track, $2.50 over Hadrian, number 9, currently at $4.40.
I've gone 5, 9, 1 and 7. He found his races, I think, Thor's Thunder. Doesn't seem to win, but he's always around the money. 6 placings from 12 starts. And I think the scratchings have really helped him here to hopefully win his first race from the good draw, Mitch Bell to ride. You've got to put him on top. I thought number 9, Hadrian. One from the Waller camps, only lightly raced. And this bloke, he only started warm up late recently at Hawkesbury in the race behind Semper Fidalis, his stablemate. And as I say, lightly raced, he can be a big improver here. Number 1, El Coyote, got a big question mark on him. He's obviously travelled around a bit. He's one of the Waratah thoroughbred horses. He did win a trial down at Tatura, I think, and then now he's switched back up to the stables here at John Thompson. So he's a big query for mine. His trials in Sydney before that were a bit hot and cold. But anyway, I think they've had a few gear changes on him, and he's a four-year-old stallion, obviously very, very well bred. Yeah, just watch the market with him. And number 7, California Longbow, an even race on debut, could be an improver. 5, 9, 1, 7.
Race 6, Robert and Luke Price have got Bundaroo Knight, the favourite here. Number 3, currently at $2.10 at tab. Number 4, High Tranquility at $4. And 10, Man of Colours at 7.
I've gone 3, 4, 6, 1. I'm with Bundaroo Knight. He's probably well placed here in his best form. He's third up here today. His third up form's not all that bad. He won at Maria first up and then wasn't disgraced at Warwick Farm. He had a few little excuses there, and that was in a benchmark 70. So he comes back to a 64 here. That's why he goes up in the weights a bit. The inside draw, Josh Adams to ride. I've got to put him on top. I've got the danger come from